I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And today we have a very special guest on a Wednesday. We got the man, the myth, the legend, everybody's problematic least fave, Jay Chiro. What's going on, Justin?
Shit, I think you misspoke. Not least fave.
Oh, what did I say? What did I say? I meant to say problematic fave. What did I say? My fault. I get those two confused sometimes, man. How you been?
Karen, I've been doing good. Karen, I'm going to send over instructions from tech support to help him set your equipment up before the show starts.
Thank you. Okay?
Listen, it's not the equipment, it's the nap that's really holding it back.
Nope. No. She is certified nap queen, okay?
I was tired, buddy.
No, I've been doing good, man. You know, chilling, trying to stay out of trouble. You know, trying to stay away from the law, the man.
Yeah,
come on.
You know, you've been going out, starting up your cars, and making sure that the batteries work because we had to start Karen's car yesterday, and I had to give it a jump.
Yeah,
and drive it around. So
yeah, because I was like, ooh.
That's a new thing.
I was like, ooh, it's been a hot minute since we cranked it up, and I was like, you know, I want to try to do it every few weeks, but I think I waited too long.
I had to push the car out. And get it started.
That car was like
tire pressure too.
Nah, it was just needed a jump.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you ain't cranked me in a while. You hadn't touched me, showed me no love. So I'm just gonna leave the
building. Yeah, I've been reading that you're supposed to start your car and drive it around for 15 to 30 minutes, well, at least once a week. So my bad.
I thought Karen bagged in, so she still had to push it up?
Not this time.
Yeah, I normally do bag in, though. I normally do.
You know, that's only when I don't got to push a car. That,
right?
That would happen.
Yeah. Listen, that life lesson taught me a long time ago to never pull in if you can help it. Always back in.
Bro,
trying to get a jump when your car facing the other direction and everybody else parked around you. Mm-hmm. It's not the move.
Because I think the only reason why it wouldn't park that way, because I normally do park it, and the last time I had parked it, I think I was an appointment I had, so I parked it going, oh, I'm gonna get back out there. But normally when I gotta go to work the next day, I park that way because I just like to see the people flying in the parking lot, because you know people be flying out behind you, and I ain't trying to be slowly bagging out while somebody decides to fly down the hill.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're okay, man. Family okay, all that stuff.
Yeah, man, everybody good for now. Look, yeah. For now, the way these numbers increasing and shit, you know. But announced today, our governor said, "Hold on, pump your brakes."
Yeah, now what we're not gonna do.
I know I gave y'all the 5-point plan, but we're gonna stay right here in phase two for now.
Bruh, and we needed it. We went outside to go to Optimus Park, Optimus Hall today, mm-hmm. I was gonna try to go to the Velvet Taco, but I guess they don't do online orders. So you basically gotta go inside, right? And they had that thing where you can basically go inside, I would assume wear a mask, and then you come outside and probably sit on one of the benches. You know, social distance or whatever, but we was just gonna get it, take it to go. But Justin, we saw at least 20 people with no mask. Like, I'm not even exaggerating.
I'm not joking.
We didn't even see one mask. Like, we didn't see one person with a mask. And I was like, I can't do it. Like, I don't got it in me, bro. I can't believe these motherfuckers really think just cause it's sunny, everything is gonna be okay. Like, it's like, and they was coming in and out of the building from ordering food. Some of them had plates. So that means they was in there breathing with no mask on around their employees and shit. And then coming outside, I said, bro, it's not worth it. I'm good.
And they wasn't packed and crowded because, you know, everything ain't back to normal. I did see one man, but what he did was his mask was like around his neck. I was like, okay, that defeated the purpose.
That means no mask. And correct. Then the other thing, too, is like, that before this, when everything was shut down, they had like a little pickup thing where you could like
so convenient.
Social distance in your car. You could be like, hey, this is my order. They'll go get it for you, hand it to you through the car. You be straight, right? Bruh, they got rid of that. Like we not still supposed to be socially distancing. Like, why did you get rid of that feature? That was the best feature.
That was like, it's a tent in the building. The fuck? I'm not going to know.
Yeah, man. I don't know what it is. And I met somebody from Florida And they was talking about how in Florida, basically nobody's wearing masks down there, apparently.
Yeah, nobody. And
when they came up here to see people wearing masks and stuff still closed, they said it was actually a culture shock for them. And I'm like, wow, I don't think enough people wearing them. Right. And he's thinking that more people wearing them here. I'm like, well, I don't know what the fuck they doing in Florida. Then are they just fucking out in public? Like, what's going on down there?
Yeah, I'm not. You know, I know we need to support local businesses, but I'm not dying so you can keep your taco place open.
Right, when it's optional.
Yeah, and then we went to Cabo Fish. Everybody had on a mask.
Everybody on the outside had mask on. Everybody inside working had mask on. Customers had masks. It was beautiful. We didn't even eat there. We still got our shit to go because, you know, I'm just not playing right now. It's like, put my shit in the box, I'll take it home and wipe it down. But
it's not enough space, man. It's not. It's like these restaurants. Charlotte low-key was becoming kind of set up how the restaurant set up in New York, where that shit just tight, you know, because they was trying to squeeze more and more places in there, especially like the newly renovated new restaurants. They really wasn't making them the way it used to be when we was growing up, where you really had space. And so now this shit, COVID, they like, we'll just close that one table down. But even that one table, not enough, man. Everybody walking past you, none of them have masks because they like, I came to eat. I'm not wearing my mask inside while I'm walking around not eating. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you only just need to take the mask off only when you're not eating. The rest of the time, you need to be covered up as best as possible. You want to limit all the air you could possibly get.
Yeah,
Justin, but I am so glad you pointed that out. As somebody who loves to go out to eat, I have realized that it's nothing infuriates me worse than when me and Roger go out to eat and you don't even have elbow room. They set them tables too fucking tight. Like, I can literally hear your conversation, look in your face, hear your knife and fork scrape. We need space. And a lot of times, the white woman Cameron come out at me, particularly when the restaurants are empty, like when they're completely empty. I mean, like, nobody's in this bitch. And the hostess wanted to sit everybody beside each other. I'm like, ma'am, sit me over there. There's nobody in here. Why are you going to sit me smack beside them? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, Karen. Like you said, and like it be some of the favorite spots that we go to regularly, like Cowfish. When you think about that setup, like you can't even that last time we went to Sushi 101, we couldn't even have a conversation without the man two tables down. He was all in the conversation. He even, remember, he came up to Ron and was like, hey, bro, I got the same type of card you got. It's like,
we too like they, close.
It's not set up for spacing, man. It's just not. Yeah. So everything to go. Like you said, everything. And some places you can't even trust it to go because of how the other patrons in the restaurant.
That's what I was going to say. The main thing for me is just that there's people, like, you know, when this mask ordinance goes into effect at 5:00 on Friday night, it's going to be people that think it's a political statement to not wear a mask. And a lot of these, the sociopathic behavior that goes with not wearing a mask is the stuff that leads to all these fucking, you know, Twitter videos and shit of people being like, I'm not wearing a mask. I fight every motherfucker in here. Like that, I don't want to deal with those people. And those people got jobs. Those people shop, they shop at the same stores you go to. They go to the same restaurants. So I don't want to deal with this shit. But anyway, I'm glad you're doing okay.
I think it's going to be interesting to see if the protesters that was armed earlier a few months ago was saying reopen the state, if they're going to be back out there. And because everybody got activated and was like, white people finally was like, oh, no, this shit ain't right. How they're going to respond to those protesters if they're allowed to protest with their weapons again and not be forcefully moved the same way they've been doing some of these other peaceful protests. Like this, I know they're not going to be forcefully moved, but I just want to see their verbal response and how they, whether it's on their Facebook feed or if they're going to be on the news being like, okay, we see what y'all are doing here, like even further. And if they're going to be further activated, I feel like they already had compassion fatigue, but we'll see.
Yeah. I'm low key tired of all this shit. Like, I just want everybody to just shut the fuck up. You know, you ever just get to that point where you just like, God damn, y'all niggas mad again. I saw the day on Twitter, No Name was kind of low-key calling out Beyonce. And I was like, damn, everybody was on your side a week ago.
We were rooting for you a week ago.
Now everybody was like, shut the fuck up. Like, it's just like, man, we don't all have to voice every opinion online, you know? Like, even if the motherfuckers come out there without mask, or they come out there with the, okay, so they got the guns. Now we got to point out that y'all ain't doing nothing to them again. Like, is it even changing anything? Nobody even listening to this shit. Them cops do not give a fuck. They gonna be like, hey, they gonna be over there patting them motherfuckers on the back with them guns. Like, hey, buddy, good to see you, Reginald. We was wondering if you were gonna come back out. Yeah. Anyway, hold on. Somebody said Black Lives Matter. Let me get my billy club. I'll be right back, man. You handle your business. Like, that, like, it's gonna be the same shit, man. I'm just tired.
Yeah, I have noticed that once the violent protesters kind of backed up a little bit, the news stopped showing it, and then the cops, not that they ever stopped killing us during that time, but they went right back to removing the protesters, a little more violently instead of just kind of letting them hang out like they was at one point. Like, for a good week and a half, they stopped abusing the protesters. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they back to it now.
Who knows what the fuck is happening out there. Of course,
you can, how your week been?
Good so far, man. We'll talk about it tomorrow on the pregame and balls deep and all that stuff. But it's been good. Can't complain, you know. Got to have some Cabo fish tacos, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I had them in a hot minute.
Right. So, at any rate, the official weapon of the show is
the taser.
An unofficial sport.
Football.
And bullet ball extreme.
And today's episode is just brought to you by Black people. All right.
Hey, I'm here for y'all.
Giving you free labor for 400 years. Black people. The reason why.
you're welcome.
I do have a couple random thoughts, man. Did y'all know what the current generation is called? You know how we have all the different millennials, the Generation X. No,
it's not Z.
You know, I don't know.
It's Generation Z, Justin.
Okay.
Generation Z. So is that us admitting that there will be no generation after this? Like, are we just are we just finally being like, you know, it's a wrap for humans?
Are we gonna do like bra size? We gonna go AA?
Someone said Generation AA. You know, but I'm like, y'all know it's not gonna be no AA. Somebody also said they're gonna move to Generation Alpha, but we don't know all the Greek letters. We know like three of them. You know, we know whatever for
Alpha,
get
to
Beta, Omega. That's about it for me.
We about to skip. Zeta. Yeah, we gonna be skipping around and shit. Alpha, Delta, Omegas, Gamma.
Yeah, if you know, if they ain't sororities and fraternities, I don't think we gonna know.
Omega Phi, Omega Phi,
right?
Kappa.
Sigma.
The Omega Phi generation gonna be all purple. They gonna be stepping. Very violent.
We not gonna know what's happening.
So
pretty soon we're gonna have to identify each other by hair color. Like you said, purple and gold, red, pink, blue and white.
I just think this is the last generation. This is it.
No!
Humans, the last generation. We are living in it. Do y'all think slave owners get to go to heaven? Like, are they in heaven?
I mean, there is a heaven, and yes, because they created it.
Okay. they
created the Bible. They created religion. So yeah, they created heaven too.
So if slave owners get to go to heaven and they in heaven, do they still get to have slaves? And is it heaven for the slaves too?
No, I don't think.
I mean, really, you know, these are the thoughts I think about often when I'm like, this is why I'm an atheist. These are the thoughts, because I'm just like, well, what does this mean? Because you know them people thought they was going to heaven. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Personally, I would want a slave when I get there, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
So, yes. I hope so.
Like, don't they probably have slaves or like, something?
Hey, you don't want one?
Mm-mm. Karen's very...
Come on now, Karen.
Karen's very come anti-slavery. On. She's a black woman. She's very woke. She's anti-slavery.
Maybe it's the light skin in me. I don't know.
It probably
but
is.
Karen,
it is.
I don't believe you.
If
okay?
I have slaves, I'm gonna let them free. I don't know. You go on. Do you free? Do whatever you want to do around here, because I'm gonna be doing me.
Much like.
Can you show you're not gonna be the first one in line?
Nope.
Much like Zendaya and Angela Davis, Justin benefits from light skin privilege. That makes a lot of people like his controversial statements. Okay. Because, you know, Zendaya got light skin privilege because everybody watched Euphoria. And they was like, it's so triggering. It's so brutal. I can't, oh my God, I can't even watch it. So, and then they watched the whole thing. But nobody watching Michaela Cole show. because she's a dark-skinned black woman. They don't want to watch that woman go through the same trauma and all that stuff. I'm just noticing the patterns, Justin. Okay,
is that the new one on HBO?
Yeah, it's the new one.
Why would they make a show that copied the other show they already had?
Is it copying, or is it just a black woman's experience as a dark-skinned woman in America? See, Justin, you part of the problem. You want to own slaves. You don't understand colorism, and you want to own slaves. This is the problem with bringing you on the show. This is why a lot of people is you their least fave, because of stuff like this.
First of all, they it is a privilege for them. You know what I'm saying? You normally got to catch me behind the paywall.
True.
And not because he hired me, which he probably is smart to do, but.
how you know he ain't.
And I appreciate it, but at the same time, you saying you wouldn't own a slave, right? That's what you're saying. Because I didn't hear you say yes or no.
Remember how all the movie critics constantly was talking about, are we getting sequel fatigue? Nobody wants to go to see all these movies in the theater anymore. Remember that? Oh, sequel fatigue. But now the theaters is trying to make a comeback. And the only fucking way they're going to be able to do it is with these big budget movies. These little independent movies can't bring people back to the theater. Ain't nobody motherfucking going up in there to see no goddamn Moonlight 2. The only thing that's going to make it work is going to be some Star Wars and some Transformers.
Jurassic 45.
Right. Marvel movies and shit. Like, if I was Marvel and them, I'd be like, suck my dick, all you critics. Y'all just want to play, watch this so you can shit on it? No. I demand great reviews. I need y'all to finally admit the truth. We keeping this shit alive.
So you not going to see Midsommar?
I'm not going to see Midsommar R2. I'm not going to see the sequel, you know? Moe Midsommar. Better.
What about the Last White Man in Chicago?
The last? I'm not going to see that one either. I'm skipping.
Nope. Oh, damn.
Right. Like, it's so crazy how much they shitted on the movies. Aren't we over Fast and the Furious? Apparently not. It's making $1 billion. No one's over it.
The Rock can't answer his phone fast enough for all these phone calls to get.
Come on. like anyone was sitting on pins and needles waiting on Lena Dunham's latest independent venture. We not waiting on that. I hate how they was hating, but now the truth has been revealed by these numbers.
Yeah, because, you know, places where all they do is cover movies and TV shows and shit. Because the thing about movies, ain't no new ones coming out unless it's like a Netflix thing. Mm-hmm. And the thing about TV shows, everybody had to wrap up early because of the COVID.
Right.
So if you're getting something now, it's because it was already recorded. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, we're probably not going to get any new, like, new TV shows until, like, next year.
All right. Two more things. One of them is really short. Dave Hollister used to make stepdad anthems, okay? That man held it down for the good men out there, all right?
Can you play something to give us a...
Dave Hollister? You don't know Dave Hollister?
I mean, I know his name, but a particular song is not coming to mind right now when I think about Dave.
This man made music for people that, like, help women that just had a bad ex-husband, you know?
It's so funny running into you.
Come on!
It has to be 3 years.
Dave Hollister will help take care of your kids and help you move.
Come on.
Many prospects not move. Come to mind.
The kids going to be calling him daddy. Times,
mm-hmm. We used to have
it. That's when you know you're trying to get you some when you help move a box.
Dave Hollister.
And you just met them too?
Come on, he gonna rearrange your kitchen.
Dave Hollister will let your kids yell at them and say, you not my real dad, and still take them to their recital. You know what I mean?
He be like, I love you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Stop and get snacks along the way back too.
Right.
True.
Even when he sings about back in the day when he used to be wilding out, what he really mean is like, he used to stay at the movies till midnight. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even that wild. It wasn't even that wild. He like, oh no, I had 2 beers and then I drove and that was a mistake.
I mean, I smoked 1 blunt back in the day. Woo, that was too much.
But now, I see. And it came on 1-1-1, babe. So, yeah, he got...
He definitely got a Kangol on. Definitely got a Kangol on while he wearing this.
Oh, this is sweater vest music.
Come on, sweater vest with no sleeves.
Okay. All right, this is a man that you call handsome, okay? You know what I'm saying? It's a very handsome man. This
Yes, this is a members only jacket wearer.
Right. Okay. This man,
hey,
right.
You know he got bedroom shoes. You know he got the bedroom shoes he wearing around the house.
Got them good Uggs.
This man will take your car to the gas station and put some gas in it and pay for it. Won't even tell you. You just get in the car and be like, ooh, full tank.
Ooh, yes.
I guess I had more gas than I thought. Okay.
Ooh, he Febreze it? He cleaned the car too?
Dave, take care of his. All right.
Come on.
I don't care.
Coffee washed. Coffee washed in the morning.
Yes. You be like, how's the car wash? I was out there washing about 10 o'clock last night.
Dave has dated a woman that called him boring before. You know what I'm saying? Like he done dated a woman that had so much drama in her life. She don't understand the healthy relationship and be like, you boring. You really just want to come home every night and go and just hang out with me and go to sleep. Wow.
Yeah, that's all I want to do.
Listen,
and watch the kids.
Dave leading prayer at the dinner table.
Listen,
yes!
Listen.
Yes,
everybody bow their heads.
The teachers know him by name. Think y'all married? Ain't this your husband? No, that ain't my husband. What he be at the PTA meetings?
Mm-hmm. Dave is cool with your baby's daddy.
Come on, cool with him.
Dave cool with him. He not even that. Like it's not even competition. Mm.
Yeah, he come up, he be like, hey man, I just want you to let you know I'm here. It's no competition. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not even asking nothing of you. I just want you to know my presence is here. And I'm here if you need me, man.
Dave genuinely becomes interested in watching The Bachelor with you.
Come on.
Genuinely.
All like, the cooking shows.
He don't even roll his eyes or talk shit to his friends about how he had to watch The Bachelor with you. Mm-mm. He be like, nah, we gonna watch The Bachelor tonight, so we probably not gonna be able to hang out. Maybe next Tuesday, you know? Like, that's Dave.
They definitely drink brown liquor, okay?
Sips.
But not that. See,
sips.
But not that Henny.
Yeah. Dave, but he never get drunk.
Yeah, Dave gonna be right. Dave gonna watching the cooking shows with you. He gonna know the difference between potato flour and regular flour.
Yeah, Dave apologized for shit he thought. Not shit he did or shit he said. He apologized for like, baby, I just wanna apologize. I came home today, I was hungry. And I thought about eating your leftovers. I didn't, but I just want to let you know I'm sorry. Okay, I appreciate you.
I went and bought my own meal just so I wouldn't.
You're a good man, dog. I'm sorry.
Dave light the candles for you when you go take a bath. Okay,
mm-hmm. Come run your water.
Right, and sweep up the rose petals after. He got you.
Come on, he'll give you money. You look tired one day. He'll give you money and tell you, you know what? Tonight's on me. Here's some money. Go get a hotel room. I already scheduled your masseuse. The hotel, they're going to take care. It's going to be me and the kids tonight. Me and the kids.
People look at you like you crazy when you talk about trying to leave Dave. That's what it is.
Yes, they be like, what?
Like,
what?
Girl, I just don't know if it's going to work out. They're like, are you, bitch, are you crazy? Are you crazy? This is everything I wanted. Like, if I could just tell you what Jamario did this week. You know, Dave will go talk to your child about, he'll give your child the talk.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
Dave helped pay for your pedicure and manicure before you go out for an evening with your girls.
Mm-hmm.
And don't complain about what time you getting back or what you wearing either.
Right. Dave ain't a baller. He got a good government job. Like he worked for the city. You
he
know
got
what I'm
that
saying?
Good insurance.
like Rock back mm-hmm. in that. Remember that TV show Rock?
Yes.
He like Rock.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? He'll put the kids on his good government insurance.
Mm-hmm. He'll let your mama move in. You know what I mean? Like he don't even have
Dave
a problem.
Dave pick up a car payment after 2 months of dating.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
He'll go ahead and take care of you once in a while. Okay. I'm not saying he's balling. I'm just saying he'll go without. You don't even know that Dave ain't even ate lunch this week. Cause Dave been just saving up so that you can have. You know what I mean?
Come on.
I feel you, Dave.
You don't even see the sacrifices.
That's a good man. You can tell by the songs, man. The last thing I was gonna say for my random thoughts, I finally figured out the secret code for a lot of undercover white supremacists that are walking around in our midst. And I'm not just talking white people. There's a lot of black people. It pains me to say there's a lot of black people that fall in this group too. And you wouldn't know it from like what they say online and how they talk and stuff. They normally seem like pretty cool people. They're not Candace Owens, Jason Whitlock, none of that. You can't tell. But I figured out the secret code and how they, you know, that they secretly vote Republican. If you see a black person or a white person for that matter, and they put sugar in their grits instead of salt. That's the code. Be careful.
What?
They are among us. It's lots of them. It's more than you think. Like, you could be talking to them dead in their face and they'd be like, oh yeah, Obama, I love him and Black Lives Matter to me. And then they be like, oh yeah, can I have a little extra sugar for my grits? That's it. That's the key. So be careful. They watch your back. They also like,
that's the secret code.
They also like to meet up at Burger King and Arby's because they know they know that nobody's ever in there to pass the coronavirus, so you can't really get it because it's never occupied by enough people to pass it around. But just be careful. If you see Black people going frequently in these establishments sugaring up their grits and stuff, man, just know you heard it first, man. Like, a lot of them are gonna get in the booth and they're gonna pull the lever for Trump even if they act like they're not. So just wanted to give y'all a heads up as a community, because
that's a good observation.
Yeah,
that's an excellent observation.
Gotta protect our own, man, you know. All right, let's get into the news.
You know, I was gonna say, I always thought it was just no men. I could only figure out men with no mustache. I just mm-hmm. never trusted them. But
yeah, I mean,
I feel you.
Clearly Ben Carson put sugar in his grits. Like, are we even, is anyone surprised by this? You know, when you see that happen. All right, let's get into our news. Let's start with some coronavirus news. As always, play a song for coronavirus, called Coronavirus. Just search in Spotify for coronavirus and listen to a song. Today's song is, man,
we've never heard these songs before, Justin, just to let you know. And the longer we go down this list, the worse they get.
So there's Thebe M, comma, and Alex. Thebe M and Alex have a song called Coronavirus Bitch. Now, have I not played that one before? Or is, I'm just, I guess I'm blending them together in my head.
You know, I don't know.
All right, so Coronavirus Bitch is the name of it. Let's see.
Yeah. The coronavirus is everywhere. Fuck that shit. Fuck.
She ain't happy with the COVID-19. Like it was a Harvey Weinstein. She get in it, and she's rich. That's my coronavirus bitch. Yeah, fuck with me. Coronavirus bitch, fuck with me, yeah. She ain't fucking with the COVID-19. Like it was a Harvey Weinstein. She get in it, and she's rich. That's my coronavirus bitch. Yeah, fuck with me. Coronavirus bitch, fuck with me, yeah. DM me her pussy last night. Tell me that shit been looking so tight. She said I'm tired being quarantine. I'm on my way be your Valentine. Next day she pop up at the crib. She wanna fuck the broken lock it down. She said baby I'm here dog trip. I'm gonna pop it next make it bust it down.
Now I will say there's an accent in there that I can't place where that's from. And I don't know if he's putting on an accent to then justify the cadence and the bad. Like, I don't know why, where that's coming from.
Mm-mm.
I don't think the song's about coronavirus that much, but no. In all due respect, he called it Coronavirus Bitch. And I did click on it. So maybe it's about a coronavirus bitch, the person.
Yeah.
Like, that's my coronavirus bitch. She be coming by the crib. Even in the coronavirus and probably not social distancing.
Mm-mm.
But it doesn't sound like this song is about the coronavirus and social distancing.
No,
so I do
not.
Have to give Thebe M and Alex the credit they deserve.
Points. Yeah.
I mean, but I'm not taking all the points because it's my fault because it's not about coronavirus education.
I did like the beat though. I just couldn't keep up with the slang and lingo, but I did enjoy the beat.
Away, watching me street. That's how we such a distance. Suck it, dick, whip it, no fancy mask. My friend is the best of us, sending you the ask. She's so kind of we fuck you all night. I fuck you in the ass like you MMA fight.
Yeah, I don't know. This is very Tatiana type of bars here. A lot of the beat is optional type things. Let's check out the stories for coronavirus. Utah faces complete shutdown from COVID-19, state epidemiologist warns. So it's popping out in Utah too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because.
So they hadn't shut down yet?
No, probably never started.
I don't know if that's true. The thing you have to realize is that every state that says they didn't shut down did shut down in some way, and every state that said they did shut down is open in some ways too. And that's a point Gavin Newsom made on the social distancing show, because people keep getting caught up in the language, but the truth of the matter is no state completely said stay the fuck in the house, no, everything is shut down, there are no jobs, there are no, everybody had some allowances.
Yeah,
you know, shutdown was you're supposed to, there's no way to enforce it really. Mm-mm. You're supposed to stay in the house unless you go to the grocery store, the pharmacy, blah blah blah. But they we seen it on same states, people went to the park, you know. New York City's supposed to be one of the most shut down places. How many videos and stuff we see people hanging out on the streets doing whatever the fuck they feel like? So Utah probably had some restrictions, some optional restrictions, and people said fuck it.
Agree, yeah.
You know, but yeah, we are in acceleration phase of COVID-19 outbreak in Utah. We went yellow in May 15th. Our surge in cases started May 27th, 12 days after going yellow. Utahns care about these colors. They change their actions based on them. They are the key messaging tool to the public, said Dr. Angela Dunn in a memo sent to the state's COVID-19 unified command base in the Utah Capitol.
They said the key way to communicate.
Yeah.
Do they not have cable TV in Utah? Like, is it not? I mean, I know everybody doesn't have cable, but like, they don't have access to Facebook or nothing? Like,
I mean, it could be like we had back in the day with terror alerts.
Yeah, and that's probably how they do it. Like they do with allergy alerts and things like that. They tell you like how high the quote unquote risk level is.
Right. So yeah, Utah is in the middle of it.
Good luck for the people out there.
Yep. Indian holy man who offered COVID exorcisms gets infected and dies. An Indian holy man who offered COVID exorcism by kissing people's hands.
What?
That's just God's will right there. That's God's plan.
God's plan. Has died of the contagion after first infecting at least 20 others.
It's almost like catching the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. The holy something. Caught that holy shit.
You keep that.
Aslam Baba told followers in Ratlam that his kiss cure would make all their ailments disappear, even the deadly new coronavirus. The Baba, a common term for a wise elder, tested positive for the bug on June 3rd, and he died the following day.
Damn. Ooh, so he was out there spreading it.
Yeah. Quickly.
20 people of the 40 people they tested, including 7 of his family members, have also tested positive.
They also, I guess he wasn't a man of faith.
I mean, he could have been, you know, but faith versus science, you know, you can't. Well, faith is dead without works, and faith is also dead if you're out here kissing these coronavirus hands.
Come on.
Officials found at least 29 other holy men offering similar so-called cures, forcing them all into quarantine. Man, how arrogant do you have to be to think you got the magic cure in your lips?
But the people showing up to let them kiss their hand too, like, bro, what's next? We need to do insertion. Like, I need to penetrate you to cure right. You. I'm planting my healthy seeds.
People have been tricked. We've covered some stories. People have been tricked.
Religion is stupid, man. People be falling for this shit. Like, no other, put it this way.
Willingly.
But here's the thing. There's nobody else you trust like this. You know what I mean? Like, there's no other job like this. It's only religion that you have a job where you be like, if your doctor said, I'm gonna kiss your hand, you'd be like, nigga, you better not charge me a copay. I better not see not nan bill when I get home. You didn't do shit today. You know what I mean? Only a preacher can do this. Oh man, let me touch your butt cheeks real quick. All right, you cured, you good to go now, buddy. Praise be with you. Like, get the hell out of here, man.
Actually, I did see a documentary where a doctor just paid, I think this guy's name was Larry, last name David, like he paid a doctor just to look at his finger.
Yes.
And wiggle it around.
Yes.
So.
And then his wife billed him for looking at the screenplay that he didn't even ask, he didn't ask her to look at. Oh man, that's my show. Pennsylvania GOP lawmakers are incensed over coronavirus response, and they want to impeach the governor of Pennsylvania because he's a Democrat and he's like, yo, we have got to wear masks and shut shit down
to get it under control. The populace will die.
And the Republicans are like, no, he gotta go. We should impeach him. They want him do out of office due to misbehavior.
By caring, by saying the people are important.
Fell into appropriately staffed Department of Labor's unemployment division, as well as fumbling the process of businesses to apply to reopen, along with failing to protect nursing home and long-term care facility residents for COVID-19. Keep in mind,
y'all probably Republicans, fought him against a lot of that shit.
I wasn't gonna say that part, but keep in mind that if Republicans got in power, they were gonna say, all the businesses can open, fuck the old folks home. It's not like Republicans are gonna get in charge and be like, we're gonna protect the people. They just gonna get in charge and do less than him. Like, yep. Staff and unemployment, they gonna be like, no one can have unemployment, so we don't need a staff. Like, these niggas, man, they are so evil,
dog. It's crazy too, because people voted them in office to vote them to go back, take their ass back to work to get sick. Makes no sense.
Well, they couldn't have known this was gonna happen at the time, but everybody with a understanding that anything is possible is always gonna be like, we don't ever want Republicans in charge when a crisis happens,
nigga. And then I don't know if that state got expanded Medicaid or not, but I get tired of meeting motherfuckers who don't have health insurance and quick to be like, and we don't need more Medicaid. And it's like, no, you of all people need Medicaid. You ain't been to the doctor in 3 years,
right?
And you got Hep C, and you talking about you don't want Medicaid expanded,
sir? That is
don't make sense,
sir. That is a herpes sore on your face. You cannot tell me you shouldn't go to the doctor. I think you do.
Right.
Same. That's your liver leaking out, sir. Right. Sir. You need insurance.
Same people. Same white people that believe they got physical superiority. And we all see them in line, saying not to wear a mask. Like, you know, we can see you, right? You don't look like Thor. You look like Thor in the Endgame. Okay. You don't look like Thor. You don't look like Thor before that. Calm the fuck down. You're not superior to nobody, dog. Just chill. Anyway, Oscars 2021 was postponed to a later date. So I guess they won't be able, just putting it on and going with streaming only. They want to give things a chance to be seen in the theater. So you have to push it back, because that's probably not going to happen this year. And then even if you did it, we don't know that everybody would be vaccinated and able to participate in the Oscars, anything but online. And I like ESPYs was online this weekend. I know I didn't watch it.
So, watching that.
You know, it's probably a little different when you can't do shit in person.
And it's different when you don't have the right people out there saying we're going to be present. Like, I know y'all mentioned that everybody watched those graduation speeches, like by President Obama and stuff like that. And yeah, people, you lose half your audience because it's biased already. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not watching that shit.
True.
And now, BET Awards online though, that shit going to be lit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my thing is, how many people were watching normally? And then they go, that number is going to be chopped down tremendously because people want to see the star. It's like they want to put on the show, and right. they actually could do it without the show, honestly. But that means that a lot of the shit that a lot of people criticize, you said, we're talking about like the movies, right? Movies, a lot of the shit that a lot of the people criticize that was not movie worthy will end up being nominated, and they don't want that.
Well, not just that, but I mean, a big part of this is fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the red carpet, yeah. You can't have that without the, you know, like it's a big part of it. Proximity to people and stars is a big part of it. And I get why they would push it back, you know.
Me too. Money too.
Right. Yeah. Money. I mean, but I see the thing that people keep saying about, well, people won't watch it. I think that's not true. More people at home than ever, they will watch it. It's why sports wants to restart. People will watch the shit. It's going to be more people watching. The ratings for everything going to be... That NASCAR race was on the other day. I watched some. Okay? I don't fuck with NASCAR. Well, Karen, you were playing video games. You never watch anything. That's not... You don't count.
My bad.
But I watched some because I was just like, oh, let me see what Bubba Wallace is doing and, you know, if they're going to bring out the cross or not. And, you know, so that's like, I think I never watched NASCAR. I wouldn't have watched it any other day, even if it was after this racial incident. So it's clearly just a shit on, you know? I was watching soccer the other day. It was just, I just turned it on. I said, oh, live sports is on. I just turned it on soccer. I don't like soccer.
Because they, you know what, other sports, they, I mean, not other sports, other countries, they like, y'all can play sports again.
Right, but that's just my point is, I don't know that it's, I think we assume the ratings are going to be down. Nobody cares. I think it's the opposite. The ratings are going to be up because there's nothing else to do, Sal.
Nothing else.
They need Billy Porter. As long as they know Billy Porter going to be the outfit changes throughout the thing. Like, go back to his webcam. You'll get that fashion.
Yeah, but it won't be the same as seeing him stunt on these haters to their face.
And their face is different.
It's different. Arizona Church exaggerated the capabilities of COVID killing technology, it says the company who made the technology. Okay, so Arizona mega church where Donald Trump's rally is being held on Tuesday claims that COVID-19 won't be an issue because of their brand new technology to get rid of it. However, the company that provided the tech says otherwise. Chief Strategy Officer of Clean Air EXP, Tim Bender, told TMZ that the church had misrepresented the tech's capabilities, stating that air purifiers have not been tested on COVID-19. Bender did say the technology has been tested on COVID-229E, which would have similar protein structure to COVID-19, and that the ionized particles neutralize the COVID-29E. The leaders of the Dream City Church, Brendan Zastro and Luke Barnett, posted a video claiming Clean Air EXP air purifiers killed 99% of COVID-19 molecules within 10 minutes through ionization. The video has since been removed, and a statement was posted to the church's Instagram stating they should have used the term coronavirus or COVID surrogates.
Yeah, so they lied. They said that to get that money. You lied to them people.
Thou shall not lie, Karen. It's one of the commandments, so.
Well, the church need more discernment anyway. Like, I blame the faith leadership. Like, you can't be a leader and you can't discern the difference. Mm-hmm. And should you be ahead of the flock? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you, Justin. I don't think so either. I mean,
also, they don't know what the 19 means in Corona COVID anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered what they put on up.
They lost me at hosting Donald Trump for a rally. I'm going to be honest with you. The rest of this kind of feels like nitpicking. a lot of people are buying up items in the pandemic, and they're hard to get in stock. Some of those items are things such as jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah, I can see that. I bought my mom a bunch of puzzles, yes, because people are spending an extended period of time at home so they can get them 1,000-piece puzzles because there's nothing else to do, Sal.
Bidets.
Them
things on the toilet? Yes. Oh, okay. Them things on the toilet, Karen. For $500, correct. What are them things on the toilet for Double Jeopardy? That is correct. So,
that's all I know about them. They go to on the toilet.
Some people call the things on the toilet urine and runoff.
Oh, depends on whose toilet. sewing machines.
Yeah, a lot of people. Sewing,
okay.
Yeah. Sewing machines.
A lot of people have picked sewing back up. Sewing is something that has been around forever because I used to sew years ago and it's really, really relaxing. But when people have a extended period of time, now you can make, people are getting into quilts, people are making blankets and things like that. Just things to tie up their time. You have to remember, people that have like these open-ended amounts of hours sometimes if they're not working or like if they're off work, you have this open time. So people are finding things to fill that time up with.
Sewing mask.
Yeah, a lot of people sewing masks.
You know, I've been seeing some of our listeners, they sewing more and all that stuff too. So, you know, plus it keeps your mind busy. It's a hobby. You right. know, it's productive.
And sewing can get very tech savvy too. Like I said, I haven't really looked in it in years, but they got sewing machines. It's almost like a mini computer. They can do they like the BMWs of sewing machines, but you get you a good one, that sewing machine can do anything you could think of underneath the sun. You can download in it and do all kinds of programming in it. It's really neat.
Also, seeds.
Planting, yeah.
A lot of people been planting.
They preparing for the apocalypse for real, for real.
Right. It turns out Glenn Beck was right. Kombucha. People been, I don't know why the hell you would be buying kombucha. We drink that when we go to that place that sells sandwiches off of Park Road.
Okay, that's how I'm thinking. That drink, yes.
Yeah, that
is it. So it's a plant.
No, it's a drink.
Oh, okay. So it's a
drink. I was gonna say that's
a. So I was thinking it's a plant. They turned into a drink, but you were saying it's just a drink.
It's just a drink.
Okay.
I guess I had to share my screen so y'all can see the pictures because I didn't realize it's going to be a thing. But
my bad.
It's okay. It's all
I was right. going to say, they preparing just to like, no, I fucks with this, okay? And it's a specialized drink that I'm not going to be able to get everywhere. Right,
this is bougie as fuck, by the way. Like, we not going to get water, not even alcohol, kombucha. That's a thing.
Yeah, because before that place, I was like, oh, who? I thought it was an alcoholic drink. I was like, what?
It's not even good.
It looked tasty. It looked tasty, though.
It's not good. That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I tried it. Multiple different flavors. None of them are good.
And I trust you on that, because I know you know a good drink.
I'm sure it's an acquired taste that some... Because, like, you know, there's always one of those blacks listening who writes in to tell me how... It is good. I just don't understand it. Like it's some type of Arby's or Burger King or some shit. It's not good, and I'm never gonna change my mind about it. So you guys save the fucking emails. Spiral hams.
Ooh, the honey baked hams.
Spiral hams are flying off the shelf.
Why? Wow, because they're easy. They pre-sliced.
I don't know.
I thought we weren't supposed to eat pork.
That's Leonard Brother that doesn't dine on the swine, okay? But the rest of us Negroes,
quarantine didn't stop the pig eating.
That the hunks of meat have jumped 379% in sales in the past year for the week to the end of April 11th. Damn. Pet treats, because people started getting more dogs.
Yeah, they did.
And pets and cats, you know. And then two, if you have one, now you're at home with them more often, so you're probably going through the treats a little bit more.
Right.
Because you're not out all the time.
Correct.
Hair dye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see this one. You know.
Dying them grays.
See, it's on these celebrities and stuff. And how they look without being able to go get their hair touched up all the time. Yeah. It's like, yo, it's real.
Some of them looking like us. They're like, fuck it, though. What the hell I'm going to do my hair for?
So far, this list is wild. Because I expected, like, condoms, lubrication to be on this list.
But guess what? You're not going to be fucking dildos. All the time. What are you going to do outside of fucking? Like, you just going to
toothpaste.
Yeah. I feel like people probably already had a lot of that.
At the house already. They probably stocked.
Yeah, they probably were stocked up on those, but yeah, I feel you, Justin. I'm surprised they aren't on the list. Yeast.
Oh, you know what? It depends on who they ask to, maybe, Justin.
Yeast for making bread. Nail polish. Because you can't go to the manicure place anymore.
People starting to do them on their own.
Water filters, because you're going to be drinking that tap water at the crib now.
Ah, versus your job normally filters that shit out for you.
Yep. Popcorn. That's a little surprising, but I guess if you need a snack, it's light, it's at home. And of course,
man, I had some popcorn the other day. That shit is the worst. All they got down kernels, the shell do is get it between your teeth. Mm-hmm. That shit is a hassle to get out.
What was that last one?
Beauty supplies.
Yes.
It's hard. It is hard with popcorn because it does get stuck in your teeth, and it's always a treacherous food, because I love popcorn. It tastes great to me, but if they could make a kind that just definitely tasted still like popcorn, same texture, but didn't get stuck in my teeth, I'd love it even more. But all the substitutes for it, popcorn booty and all this different, it's not the same.
It don't hit the same. I can't explain it. I mean, it's good, but it don't do that popcorn thing. And I like kettle popcorn.
All right, let's get into other news, y'all. Let's see. Crime numbers in Atlanta have dropped dramatically after protest, records show. Now, it's probably because the cops did what they did in New York, where they just stopped doing their jobs because they thought, that'll show them.
Mm-hmm. And people was like, good.
Newsflash, the quality of life for black people jumped right on up.
Right.
You know, maybe white people feel some problems because they like, oh, no. You know, the cops aren't going to stop black people for loitering or breathing on the corner of the street. What am I going to do? You know, but for the rest of us, I'm like, cool. So you mean you won't pull me over for going 36 and a 35? Appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah, I can finally just live life.
I can walk down the street and not worry about being harassed, so I fit a description.
Traffic stops were down 80%.
That shows you how much they stop black people.
Well, not just black people, because it didn't say it stopped 80% because they stopped doing black people. It sounds like they're just not doing their jobs, or they're nervous about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. My guess is the first, not the second.
Right.
Because the news is like, maybe they're nervous, they're apprehensive, and the hesitation could really, they don't want to be the next officer that gets put in jail.
They see shit and go, fuck it.
Yeah, I think they're really saying, I'll show them, I won't do my job, and then the criminals will come get them, you know? It's like the fireworks thing in New York everyone keeps talking about, some of these other cities where, you know, there's all kinds of conspiracies and stuff like that. I'm not going to debate the conspiracy of it, but the firework thing is happening. Mm-hmm. And it does seem like the police don't really give a fuck about solving it, which makes you feel like that's their statement. Look, without us, this is what happens. I'm like, who the fuck bought $1 billion worth of fireworks?
Right.
And I keep seeing the videos of them showing the police doing the terrorizing the neighborhoods, just riding around with their sirens on, like up and down blocks, but not doing anything.
I saw that one last night. That was the first time I saw that, but I definitely seen them fireworks videos because I thought it was crazy too at first. It was like, yeah, fireworks every night this week.
Right, because I was hearing people up north talking about, and it was like, the fuck is this? Every night got that fireworks?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Is it Juneteenth celebration? Because we had that one night for Juneteenth, but then we didn't see it anymore, and now I'm like, damn, they really fucking with y'all. Your girl Meghan McCain thinks the removal of statues has gone too far. Are you uncomfortable with Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Thank you, Justin. And I think that is all we need to talk about for that article. Moving on. I like how white people keep bringing up statues, hoping that we'll be like, not him, but like one of them, they pulled down Ulysses S. Grant statue, and Grant was a good dude. Grant is a white man who is at the cookout in heaven right fucking now. Okay? I fuck with Grant. Burned the South to the goddamn ground. Okay? He didn't give a fuck about them. Him and Sherman. They don't necessarily make them people that cared about black people or come even on. Cared about slavery.
They was just like, let's win the war.
They was just like,
he cared about winning. Yep.
Right. He's like, how dare you Southern fucks act like y'all gonna just tell us what to do? Shut the fuck up, get back in line and join the country. Oh, y'all don't want to do it? Burn the shit down then. You'll ask us to help you rebuild the ashes. You know, like, I respect it. Okay. But Ulysses S. Grant did own a slave. And I saw woke white dude, I forget his name. I fuck with him heavy too. He's a real good sir. Anyway, that motherfucker was like, he only owned one slave.
One is one too many.
And I was like, a lot of black people have a zero slave tolerance. I don't know.
Yeah, if anybody informed you of this.
I don't know if this is newsflash for everybody. If no one's been sharing this point of view to the world, but a lot of us prefer zero slaves for our statues. That's it. So he got to come down too. Mm-hmm. At this point, though, I do feel like niggas had to wiki that one. Like they was already tearing down other statues, and they was like, "What about this one?" It's like Ulysses S. Grant. Let's see, burned the South, fought for the North, and the Union. Got it on the slave. Let's tear it down, y'all. We can get him too.
Yeah, the tolerance is zero.
But dude wasn't joking. He was serious about he only owned one slave and was like, dead, I'm gonna save it with this.
Dead serious, bro. He like,
and he didn't own dozens.
And he's a woke white dude.
Okay, well, like you know what? You get the best of him here and now, then.
Like, he is absolutely a woke white dude. Like, one of those dudes that I, like I said, when I hear him on podcasts and stuff, I'll be like, yes, tell them like it is. But yeah, he's still white. So he was like, not even one slave?
No.
No. No, that's the rule. That's the thing.
Wow. 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 Wow.
I can't believe him. Right. He sound like a nigga getting caught cheating on Love and Hip Hop. Wow.
Not even once. Nope. Not one.
I guarantee you he had a conversation with his significant other and it was like, now baby, you're not going to believe this, but listen.
Mm-hmm.
He only owned one slave and they still mad. They still like, no, take his statue down. No tolerance. I thought one was just one.
I tried to bring it up to him. I said, but it's just one slave. And they was like, no, no slaves. It's, I don't know. Times are changing, I guess.
Look at my mentions. My mentions were on fire. How could you ever survive in the South without at least one slave?
Oh, somebody said, someone in the chat said Adam Serwer isn't white. So that's on me. That's my bad. Still a cool dude. Maybe that explains his wokeness, okay? And it might explain why he thought he could get away with just saying it was only one slave. Well, a lot of black people have a zero slave tolerance.
So I guarantee you he had sugar that morning. Mm-hmm. Just that morning. Maybe it's not a regular thing,
that's what
but
happened.
That morning... He had sugar.
Somebody slipped a little sugar in his grits by accident. He's like, what the fuck? Oh, my bad, y'all. Somebody gave me the wrong grits. Bill Cosby wins the right to appeal his 2018 sexual assault conviction. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No comment on that.
Really? Nothing to say, huh, Justin? Karen, what about you?
I mean, what else is there to say? And he's still a quote-unquote America's dad?
Well, I just think the criminal punishment system is not how we need to be resolving crimes.
Oh, see, now you're going to make me say something.
Prison abolitionist.
I am not a prison abolitionist. Lock him up. Throw away the key.
I feel that we need radical restorative justice.
Nope.
In this situation.
Keep him away from the population.
In order to make the community whole and healing, you know?
Nope.
So we just.
I am not a prisoner abolitionist.
I think far too often we see the carceral state as the solution to justice for black bodies.
I don't care how many big words you use, black man, no.
I'm saying we must practice restorative justice.
Do I need to come knock that koofy off your head? What is we talking about over here? Give me that kente cloth.
Get America's daddy out of the privatized criminal punishment system immediately.
You got alkaline in your water. Where's the alkaline free water?
Okay. We know that this is happening because of a black man doing crimes and having to go to prison for those crimes.
Yes.
From last time I checked, we was off that. Okay.
No, I'm not off of it.
As Angela Davis would say, free Bill Cosby and the cops that killed Breonna Taylor. That's what she would say. So
she got the right to feel that way. I don't agree.
I'm sorry. I listen to black women. Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm a black woman too.
I listen to certain light-skinned black women.
Okay. That's a better way
to
say
sorry
it. Right. Be specific.
That I trust and honor the ancestors.
I'm like, fuck that. Mm-mm-mm.
Let me
ask you, if he gets out, would you want him in like a work release program? Like where, you know, he,
I think honestly,
community service,
I would love
working at a bar or something like that, using his skills and talents to give back to the community.
I would love to see him allowed to maybe put on plays for children, you know, put him in some positions of authority and trusted, you know, like maybe he could be over beauty pageants, things of this nature, you know, maybe we could give him his own drink company.
No.
You know, I think we need to do these things because we need him to pay back the community, you know, in a way that doesn't necessarily criminalize him or make him feel bad for being a, let me check my notes here, the most prolific rapist in American history. Maybe we to reform how we feel about that. But I guess y'all not woke enough to understand.
I'm not.
Y'all not really about this abolition.
I told
like
you
your boy.
I wasn't. I wasn't. If that's the case, I'm in a goddamn coma. Cause no,
y'all sound like some real J. Cole's right now.
I don't care what you call me. No.
So if he gets out, should he be forced to line up and hug all his victims and force them to forgive him?
I think we need to center the victims, but only the victims that think what I want to happen should be centered. So I think that's the fair. So if we can convince any of these people to forgive him and let him just go free, those are the ones we should listen to. That's how restorative justice works.
What about the rest of them?
We just pretend those cases didn't. You know what? In those cases, I would say, you think I'm not concerned about his crimes?
Oh, okay. So you're gonna hit him with that.
I'm concerned as well.
You know, it's surprising to you too, apparently.
I'm just saying. I'm concerned as well. So I'm just saying we have to get this brother out. Good man right there. That needs another chance after the 53 chances that he had already.
Karen, maybe if he gets out, you can name someone else that also gets free as well. That you like is buy one get one free abolition.
No,
you
just know what I'm saying? Justin, we're gonna free them all. If the cost of getting cousins Pookie home and cousins Ray Ray home is also getting cousins R. Kelly home and cousins Bill Cosby home and all the cops that have ever been convicted for killing an innocent black person home, then that's just what we have to do, Justin. Mm-mm. This is the way. Mm-mm. And y'all keep Mm-mm. fighting me, but I have read books.
Good, then I'm gonna fight you then.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with all that.
If you just read the books I read and come to the conclusions I came to
no.
and do what I say.
Authors of these
no,
books?
You ain't the boss of me.
Black women. So, shut the fuck up, okay? Mm-mm. Don't mind your business over there, okay? I think I know what I'm saying.
As the like Mimi the Molly Maid wrote these books. As, Jocelyn Hernandez write these books.
As the wokest,
Stephon Wade write these books.
As the wokest podcaster in the game, hands down. Period. Okay, I feel like I'm the one that gets to say this. Okay, so. Y'all need to shut up and listen to the black women I tell you to talk to and listen to, and none of the other ones. Okay,
you sound ridiculous.
Wow,
I feel like Gabrielle Wade would not agree to any of this.
Yes, and you sound...
there's one black woman that I listen to.
Y'all just sound like some very.
You sound like you straight out of a comic book.
Y'all sound like some anti-black, carceral state enabling. Punishment fetishes. That's what y'all sound like to me.
I don't care. What but fallacious words you use? No.
Where's the good of Yonla Gift when we need her? You need her. Because you are out of order, sir, okay? Okay, beloved? We need to do an intervention.
I'm trying to wake y'all up.
I told y'all, I want to be asleep then.
You have a responsibility to Ruby Dee. You have a responsibility to Harriet Tubman. You have a responsibility to Dorothy and to Septima and to Rosa, whose blue veins were shining through her arms when she took that seat on that bus. They are the reason. They are the reason we sit here. When Della and Gladys and Pearl and had to walk in a back door of a theater so that we can get on there today in a thong. That's who you open your mouth for. You matter. You matter.
Exactly. So, and if you don't support me in this, if you don't support me in this and you don't really believe in prison abolition, okay? And I don't want to hear, no, Rod, we're saying one day we'll get to this point. No, I'm saying today. We don't have time to wait on your Mm-mm. progress. That's why Mm-mm. we must abolish the police immediately Mm-mm. and no. free everybody from prison today.
No.
Or else you're not real about this.
I guess I'm not real then, no.
Russell Simmons, speaking of serial rapist, allegedly. Russell Simmons was on the podcast Drink Champs. This comes like
okay, Russ.
How about saying they just had some breaking news on that?
This comes like 2 weeks after he was on The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. Well, now that podcast interview has been pulled from Tidal after social media outcry. I don't know why anyone thought this would be a good idea. And they don't even have the benefit of being the first show to try to do it because Breakfast Club got a lot of backlash already. So why would y'all try to do it?
I mean, it's good. It's good radio, good podcasting for them, right?
Well, see,
it's not smart.
I would agree with you, Justin, if it was like the Breakfast Club where they just left it up and said, fuck y'all.
Right.
Because the Breakfast Club don't care. They mm-hmm. don't even pretend to care. They just like, we don't care about black women. We don't care about trans people. We don't give a fuck about nothing but if you watch this. And
we're here for the ratings.
And unfortunately, people do reward them because they do watch them. Mm-hmm. That stuff. They do tune in.
But the drink champs got different sponsors, apparently.
Not just that, but they seem to be different types of dudes. Right. So, you know, it's kind of shocking. Now, I don't listen to their show that much, but it is kind of shocking that they would see what happened with the Breakfast Club and hop on the bandwagon. Maybe they did it for ratings, but then they got scared when people got mad. But it just seems like if you did it for ratings, you already knew they were gonna get mad.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they really thought they was gonna, they was like, nah, the hip hop community is gonna embrace it.
Maybe.
And they probably only looked at the Breakfast Club ratings. Like, they probably didn't look at all, they like, well, they got some backlash, but they not canceled. So they not canceling us.
Maybe, bro. I think it's honestly, I think it was, so I didn't listen to the episode. Probably, I guess I won't be able to now, it's been pulled, but it was supposed to be like a panel for Black Lives Matter, and it was already kind of off to a weird start because I think it was only dudes. So it was like Talib Kweli, Bun B, Mysonne, and Mark Lamont Hill. So you already only had dudes discussing an issue that, you know, was essentially an issue that's been led by a lot of Black women and Black LGBTQ people. Not that there's no Black men that have been involved, blah, 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 but it ain't exactly a movement that you can discuss as a only straight Black dude sitting in a room. Like, I mean, you can discuss it, but the odds of you catching all the perspectives and all that stuff is very low. You know, I'm sure there's a panel that straight Black dudes could talk about this and it wouldn't necessarily be bad, you know, but the idea of then having Russell Simmons call in from Bali, where he's currently at because he's fleeing prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, what? But you, 2 weeks ago, everyone knows it's a bad idea. It's very badly handled. And so yeah, people called them out. Now I did notice something. Sil Lai Abrams, who tweeted about this, she's a journalist. She said, "What in the entire hell are Jay-Z and Tidal doing by giving Russell Simmons a platform to discuss hashtag Black Lives Matter?" And she pointed to a sis-deleted tweet where they had put it out tagging them. Now, what's interesting here is a few things. Number one, whenever something bad happens with Tidal, y'all ever notice that they try to take Beyonce out of the equation?
Smart. Because you don't want the beehive.
Beyonce co-own this shit too. Every picture got her and Jay-Z in it at the same time. Whenever somebody fuck up, it's Jay-Z only. It's like that, you know, it's like, anyway, I just thought that was funny. But then the second part of it is, you know that if you know much about podcasting, it's not like Jay-Z tunes in and produces every episode.
Mm-mm.
He don't know what the fuck they doing over there. I'm sure he's not listening to that shit. They upload it to Tidal the same way we upload our shit to Podomatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yep.
I'm more interested in the fact that it was pulled and what happened behind that. Like, did Nori and them pull it themselves?
Or did somebody upper management was like, this got to go?
Right. Did somebody up in Tidal go, this shit got to go? You know, are they going to be reprimanded for this? You know, that's the kind of thing I wonder because how it happened seems pretty obvious. I think anytime you got straight Black dudes in a room chilling, the odds of some type of wild shit happening is high. You know, like, very rarely are they going to be trained or educated about these topics. And very few Black men feel a onus upon themselves to go be educated about this stuff. The most education most of us are going to get is from being dragged on Twitter or some Black woman tired of your shit and finally being like, do this. Very few people are seeking out books. Very few people are seeking out podcasts. Very few people are seeking out like opportunities to listen and not even contribute, like, not to like, I want to go be on your podcast, let me invite you here to educate me, but just let me go listen to what you already do, let me go read what you already write and be educated by what you do, you know, silently. Very few people are willing to do that. So the odds of that happening, and then me and Justin have talked about this all the time on the pregame, men are not as fucking bold and leadership and shit alpha males as they try to portray themselves to be. So many conversations you can easily steer by just being like, I believe this, and then you'll watch people fall in line. And it's not necessarily that they believe you. Men just go along to get along like anybody else.
And you make one joke to insult them, they definitely fall in line because they don't want to be laughed at and clowned.
That's normally what I do. You know, like me and Justin sometimes we'll tag team a dude on the side of the basketball court and literally have people, like, you can watch the room change, the whole tone of the room. Like, somebody say something homophobic and then we make jokes about it to their face and you can watch everybody be like, yeah, why are you being homophobic right now? You know, like, we've had that before. Somebody be like maybe they'll make a joke about me and Justin, like, I'll make a joke, I'll pass the ball to Justin, he'll score or something, and some dude be like, what, y'all gay or some shit? And we'll be like, what if we are? What would be the problem with that? And then just, like, you can watch it literally in a room full of dudes that I guarantee you, if we would have went the other way, would have been just as laughing or whatever, but they'll come along with us in that moment and be like, yeah, why are you being homophobic, man? Cut that shit out. It's not cool.
They love throwing it in your face too. Like, you do something, they love calling you gay or right. Like the F word or something. Right. And as soon as you challenge them on that, I'm not saying that. What you saying then? Right. Cause the words that just came out your mouth sounded like what you were saying.
Right. So I feel like it's a lot of that. So what happened in that room to me is probably guys going along to get along, not wanting to rock the boat, wanting to be accepted by the crowd. And in a crowd that brings in a accused rapist to talk about Black Lives Matter, which I don't know, a lot of black lives in our community are black women's lives. So how can Black Lives Matter if you bringing in a dude to talk about it and you're not even going to confront him, bring up the topic at all, and just allow him to skate by? And keeping him in that room with four people that, you know, I don't know how people feel about all those guys, but I know Talib Kweli has a lot of respect in the community. I know Mark Lamont Hill has a lot of respect in the woke community, at least.
And on Ratchet TV. If you watch Basketball Wives, if you watch reality shows, then, you know, he got two communities.
I don't know if he has a lot of respect in that community, though, Justin.
Oh, okay.
I've seen how those women run all over him during the recap, okay? But these are supposed to be people that are outspoken and lending their voice to all these causes, and you sat up in there kiki with the dude. Mark Lamont Hill did later go on a tweet that he was stunned that the dude showed up. He didn't hop off of the call or whatever, but after they recorded, he did ask them not to release the part of the episode that had Russell Simmons on it. And he thought that they wouldn't release it. And when he saw that part one came out and it didn't have Russell on it, he assumed he was taken off. And then part two came out and he was on it. And he was like, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't know, blah, blah, blah. You know, that explanation, I understand it. Maybe that's exactly what happened, but it's going to look bad because y'all recorded just like a week or two ago. You didn't say anything anywhere else about it. And then you, when it comes out and people start asking you about it, then you want to be like, hey, I believe women. I'm not down with this shit. Like, it's kind of hard to sell that to people at this point.
And especially with him hiding out in a whole other country while doing this interview. You know what I mean? Like, he not here to face his accusers. He not here to do any of those things. Like, he legit hiding out, and you giving him a voice, a platform to speak on without even challenging anything that he says. And we know if it was Woody Allen, people would be like, what y'all doing having Woody Allen on your show, but then try to overlook what it was that Russell accused of.
And I think also this is how people get caught up, because if you come off one way on Twitter – like, I'm constantly confronting these things, I am fighting these battles, I am your ally, I do this, then you put yourself in a position when the shit hits the fan and you ain't the one, everybody gonna look at you and be like, bruh, you said, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't heat this on you. You said that you are this guy. So the expectation is for you to at least, at minimum, probably hop off the call. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be part of this or whatever. You know, at best, I guess they wanted him to, like, really interrogate Russell. And maybe he was scared. Maybe he was like, this dude could fuck up my career. You know what I mean?
Because Russ still a gatekeeper. He's still a gatekeeper.
Right. And people act like just because he moved to Bali, he moved out, like, he's still not a mover and a shaker. And truth be told, there's some form of co-workership here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they all kind of are interconnected in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, he don't know what Russell can do, who he can contact. Next thing you know, his quote-unquote career is ending. Like, you just don't know. And just like you are scared to speak up at to the people at your job, he was scared too. And that, like, that's valid. You can't say that that's not valid when the average person won't even speak up to their white coworker that rubs on their hair or looks at them funny or does these things to them. But you expect these other people, just because they quote unquote are celebrities and make more money than you, or you think they make more money than you, they're supposed to be at a higher standard. They're humans too.
Yeah, so Mark Lamont Hill said, during the Russell's 20-ish minutes on the show, I was texting the producers telling them I was not comfortable with his press and asking to rap. After the show, I expressed my frustrations with what happened. I also asked them not to air Russell's portions. When asked why he didn't speak up, he said he froze. Like I said, that could be honest. I'm not even going to clown that. I think what happens is that we lionize men in this situation. There's a lot of stuff out here that's like, be accountable, make black men, hold them accountable. And the thing is, men that are abusive like this, that people are afraid of, that will power against their targets, motherfuckers that are men are afraid of them too. But men aren't supposed to ever express fear, so instead they act aloof, like, oh man, y'all tripping. But what they really saying is, I sat in that room and my career flashed before my fucking eyes, and then I said, let me shut the fuck up. Well, that's the same thing that a lot of women, when we go, why didn't you tell the police, why didn't you go to HR, because they're afraid, because there's repercussions for crossing these type of men. Russell Simmons is the same dude that emailed Terry Crews and said, don't talk about this dude, you know, that you're accusing of sexual assault. Like, this shit is pervasive, and the people that wield power, you know, we talk on this show, I never know when the fuck this gonna hit somebody's radar and it's over for us. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, you hope that you're able to do these things, but there's no guarantee one of these motherfuckers won't be like, you know what, fuck your show, you said this about me, I'm suing you. You got to go to court over this bullshit because you were speaking and you really don't know shit, you know, I'm right or not.
I do think it's odd. Well, I laugh because he said he froze, and I'm not saying he didn't. And that's a reality. Anytime it could happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. It's just because he uses his words for a living, and he's a actual like advocate and, you know, a person in that circle who's always like, you know, about speak out, say this, and, you know, call a thing, beloved type crowd, to see him freeze at that moment is kind of, I won't say it's shocking, but it's almost like, I don't know that you get to say you froze.
Yeah, that's like saying because a woman is an anti-rape advocate and she speaks out about it and she's a survivor or whatever, that mm-hmm. if it happens again, she doesn't get the freeze. Or if a situation happens in public,
that's a good point.
Like
that's
that, like point. Like you can be for all this shit. It's easy to exist in theory on this podcast. Yeah. It's easy to exist in theory on social media. Real life got a way of punching you in the face and being like, "Are you about that?" And your flight or fight kicks in, and some people freeze. Karen,
yeah, and also for me, we've been around and we've seen enough people podcasting and going out in public and things like that. The same energy people keep online is not the same energy in their real life. Like, I've seen it firsthand. People have a lot of energy online. That you see them tweet online, they the biggest, they the baddest, they don't take shit, they don't put up with shit, you better not say their name, like whatever it is, they smacking their hands on Twitter, and you meet them in real life, the energy is not the same.
Yeah, we've dealt with that before, where somebody was talking rah-rah about us online, and we ran into them in person, and guess what?
Nothing.
Church mouse, dog. It was nothing, because like, it's just easy to come off this way, and especially, look, we have all the fucking words now. Like I'm not saying Mark Lamont Hill's a bad dude, but if he was a bad dude, it's a blueprint to infiltrate all these little communities. It's easy. People giving away everything. Just say this, do this, do that, and you just do those things and they go, what a good guy. You may not genuinely be a good guy. You know, you may be putting on a fucking act. You know, I'm not, keep in mind, I'm not saying this is him. Mm-mm, just saying, this might be aspirational. This may be what you want to represent, who you want to be. But when it's in your face, it's different. It's the same way that if I show a video of a white man touching a black woman's hair, some shit, a white woman touching a black woman's hair, every black person online becomes the Hulk. I would have snapped their neck. I would have went to prison. I'd still be whooping her ass, blah, blah, blah. But in real life, if you start asking black people individually, has anyone ever done this? They'll be like, yeah, that happened to me before. Well, what, did you kill them? No, I didn't. You know?
I will say this, while being understanding about him freezing, it's something about it still just raised the eyebrow, like, man, this was your moment to take the final shot at the end of the game, and you was like, nah, let Kukoc take it.
And my thing is, I understand, and that's the standard in that group. Like, in his group of people, I understand that standard. But in the reality of it, I might not really want to be the one to take the shot. Like, everybody ain't built, everybody can smack their hands and act like, y'all see that basketball all the time. Niggas tell y'all they can play, they get out there. You be like, nigga, you really can't play. The hell is this? But they yapping about what they can and can't do. And people do that across social media and in real life all the time.
We're talking about a dude who supposedly did multiple sexual assaults over the course of like 20 something years. And we found out 2 years ago. How is that possible, Justin, that we only found out about this dude 2 years ago? Unless he's able to wield power behind the scenes that people are fearful of. Fear is how you rule. And so
I know.
I can understand this dude being scared the same way I can understand these women being scared to tell somebody what happened. And keep in mind, Mark Lamont Hill is just the latest example. There were four other dudes in the room who didn't say shit. That we're only saying this about Mark Lamont Hill because he's at least talked about some of these issues in a way that makes you think he's sympathetic to these issues. But we don't fucking know. The other thing I would caution people about, you know, because everyone likes to do this with men specifically, and it's become it's really messy online about this. Everyone, because we know women are sexually assaulted, and the idea, if I say close your eyes, think of a sexual assault victim, or survivor, most of the time your eyes are going to populate with women, right? Men are sexually assaulted also. Men as children, as boys, and as grown as adults. We don't fucking know what he's gone through either. This could be his flight. Like, he could be a survivor the same way some other woman is a survivor, and something like this could freeze, trigger you, whatever. And they're not responsible to come out and tell us whether or not they are. Like, that's between them and their life or whatever. So, like I said, I don't want to just admonish the dude on some, wow, you froze. The other three niggas, y'all get a pass. Anyway, you froze, Mark Lamont Hill? I just think it's interesting because what I'm trying to get to is the humanity of it.
Right.
Even somebody that talked that shit can freeze. You know what I mean? Big Boy told us what it was years ago. So, even if you talk that shit, man, it's different when it happens. So, I wish people could take that lesson from it, too, but I don't think that's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and to an extent, I do understand what you're saying, Justin, but my thing is this, and I will always feel like this, it's real easy for me to ask you to give up something. It's real easy for me to tell you that you demand that you should have said something when my career ain't on the line. It's real easy for me to demand that you come forward and stand your ground when I have no flesh in the I have nothing on the battlefield, you know, as far as anything, because there's no consequences to me. And the same people that tell you to get out and do that will be the same people that laugh at you when you lose everything.
Well, it's funny, we have to vilify him, right? Like, correct. He can't be like, this can't be bad, quote unquote, bad enough. We have to take it to the next level of, and you're part of the problem too, because blah, 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 as opposed to, this is how the bullies win. Cause everyone's afraid.
Yeah.
Cause you want to know what else is true? Cause no one's going to say it cause they're not Mark Lamont Hill, but all the other three dudes were scared too. The people that lay him on the platform, that's fear talking. I don't want to cause no waves. I would rather not piss him off than piss off an ocean full of people who are going to hear this at one point and be like, this is some bullshit. Like, that fear is real.
I just think it's because of his position or where he puts himself in that position. And I don't expect that out of Nori. You know what I mean? But, and if Nori did say something, I feel like we would be doing this show right now saying, wow, Nori was the one to speak up? Nori, that's wow, saw that coming.
And Justin, why do you have this expectation of him?
Cause I know Sean King would have said something, okay? The light skinned God. I know Jesse Williams would have spoken up in that moment, okay? When the heat rises, I know my light skinned brethren come through, okay? And maybe that's why I expected more out of that dark skinned brother, but he failed us, okay, as a people. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, no serious answer on that one. All right, cool. No problem. No problem. But yeah, I think it is funny though, because it is like someone in the chat said, is he scared or complicit? And I'm like, both, right? You scared and you complicit. That's what
And a lot of people are in certain situations. You might not view it for you personally, but it's some shit that you've been scared and complicit in, but you wouldn't consider that about yourself,
right? If we're gonna use those terms not as loaded terms to demean somebody, let's use them in their dictionary definition. Scared or complicit, you're both. Mm-hmm. You know who else is often scared and ends up being complicit? People that are survivors that feel bullied into silence, and they feel guilt for that for the rest of their life, because the next victim they feel like is on them. Cause it's like, I didn't say nothing cause I was scared. So then we would say to that person, what? It's not your fault. You're not complicit. You didn't do shit. But that's the guilt that they rely on to make you feel like it's on you. Like, one of the things that I think people aren't thinking through is this idea of like, anyone who has been around someone who's a rapist or whatever, that person is also the problem. It's like, well, then you don't understand how often rape is happening.
Right.
Because the idea that one, it's happening and everyone knows who it is all the time is ridiculous. You know, that's crazy to even consider that. Like, they're not just walking around with a fucking badge on their chest. Like, that's not, that can't be true. And then the way that we try to make people, because we're so angry at the person for doing the offense, we want to make other people pay. We want to make everybody pay. So Nina's like, well, this person was in a picture with this person once, so they must have did it too. They knew about it. It's like, why are we jumping to that? Because you know that I guarantee you go through your Facebook page, you go through your Rolodex, you go through your family photo albums, you in a picture with a rapist. Everybody ever has been in a picture with a rapist. Everybody's had a conversation with one.
You just don't know it.
You just don't fucking know it. And the reason I know that is because I've had conversations with people who've been victims of sexual assault, who've been survivors of sexual assault. Those people exist, and there's a fucking lot of them. There can't be a lot of people who've been survivors and not a lot of people who've been perpetrators of the same violence.
Right.
It's like this weird polarization that we're trying to do to make it simple. We want to make it simple.
Right.
I don't like you. Mark Lamont Hill, I don't like you anymore. Nori, I don't like you anymore. That I'm done liking you. Therefore, that will protect me and insulate me from a society full of sexual assault. It won't change shit. Like you can't really make these people part of a solution by being like, well, fuck you then. You know? I think there's opportunities to change those narratives. There's opportunities to get people to stand up in spaces like this and to speak out. But this is a real life situation now. And everybody kind of failed, you know, and it's hard, you know.
I will say this too, seriously. The one thing I know I definitely don't like in this situation is I feel like Russ might feel more empowered from this moment because he feels like, hey, I was able to do a panel interview on a podcast for however long that interview was, and nobody brought up any of his past history. And so now he feels like I can still silence people. I can still move the needle to where I want it moved. And if not, I'm still cool over here and I got enough money and reach from over here to still make things happen in my favor. And I definitely don't like that at all.
In a lot of these cases, women in these situations are afraid a dude like this might hurt them. But men are afraid a dude like this won't like them. So in the hierarchy of who should put some shit on the line in this situation, it's pretty easy. Cause like, you can live without Russell Simmons liking your ass. You know you can. But are you willing to sacrifice that? Because what Mark Lamont Hill was probably afraid of is I speak up and then Nori wants me to shut the fuck up. Talib wants me to shut the fuck up. the other dude who I forgot his name, no offense, but he, everyone's turns on him. I've also been in this situation, like, you know, I talk about it on the pregame. It's not like people think if you speak up about this shit, it goes great every time.
Right.
Life is not an after school special. It's been plenty of times where I was like, dog, that's fucked up. And some niggas say some ignorant shit and everybody laughs and then they just keep moving on. Like, it didn't happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's been plenty. Look at Carl. It's been, how many weeks have we spent yelling at Carl about like him being against trans people, being against LGBTQ issues, being against women. And I'll be like, but then that means that you vote for and support the same people that pull your black ass over and kill you in broad daylight and the police get away with it. And he'll just look it off like, I don't give a fuck what y'all just said to me.
And Dave make a joke.
Right. And we never make a fucking dent in that dude. So that's true too. You know what I mean? And other people sometimes, yeah, Carl got a good point. Like, you'll see it. And it's like, well, today it's not going, I guess it's not my day. Like, especially if you're not there, we can't even roast them. It's just me making jokes and people being like, why you being so hard on this race, on this homophobe? So I can see, you know, the fear, but I think rather than ostracize him for that fear, I think he should talk about that fear. That, like, and then that's how you conquer that fear. Is you put it out there in the open. You can't just hide behind it and be like, I was scared the end, and then everybody goes, ha, you were scared, and then we move on, because nothing's gonna change. Nori did tweet out something. He said, I apologize for me not being fully aware of what was going on. I just wanted to put black men together who are powerful for a powerful convo. 3 exclamation points after all this. Moving forward, I will be more aware of guests and who and how they are presented. I see. But yeah, so I don't know about all that either, dog. All right, little technical difficulties, but we are back. Sorry about that, got a little carried away. But yeah, man, so I think also, even if there was a woman in the room, if she froze, it would still be okay to me. Like, that's not her fault or whatever. If she would have been there, been like, I, you know, because now she would represent. This happens to Angela Ree, Angela Lee, It happens to her all the time too, because, you know, she be in these horrible fucking situations with Charlamagne and DJ Envy interviewing Russell Simmons, and none of them want to hear what the fuck she got to say. You know what I mean? And so she becomes a representative for all women in that moment. And essentially she's still at work being shouted down by these dudes who she is not equal to.
Correct.
You know, so it's always interesting in those situations, because she's almost more hated than them for not burning everything to the ground. Even if she tries to do cleanup on the back end, like she did an interview with one of the accusers of Russell Simmons like a week later or something, or a couple days later, but it was a solo interview. Of course Charlamagne and DJ Envy weren't there. So like, women are kind of in a catch 22 as well, and so we align along women and men gender gaps, but if we're being real, what is power dynamic gaps? People who are anti-rape, who are trying to change the, you know, the culture, those are the people put into these moments where it's like, you pay the cost and nobody else does. If everyone goes along to get along, you're fine. So anyway,
I was gonna say too, I think you talk about this often, but there are safer spaces to go out and be a part of. You don't have to choose to be a part of a show like Drink Champs or the Breakfast Club. Like, even the Shop, they don't meet as often, obviously, but that seems like a neutral space where you can go and have an actual real dialogue.
The question for me is this. Is the Drink Champs a bad space?
I mean, I don't know, but
right.
But I'm saying is, you can be more selective in the space you choose, I guess is what I'm saying.
My point is, you're saying it as if he knew going in, this is a fucked up space. I don't think it is, and I don't think he had a reason to assume that. We're saying that in hindsight, like, why didn't you just not go on there? Why didn't you pick another place? He didn't know this shit was gonna happen. He got ambushed on the air too.
No, I'm not saying that he knew or didn't know that they are a good or bad space. I'm just attributing to your point that going forward, people should look at the spaces they are going to and say, let me look at some of their track history with other things.
Yeah, I
before I just agree to do it. That's all I'm saying. And I was just using the Shop as an example of a space that I've seen some pretty good conversations happen. And it seems like people make progress.
But keep in mind though, Justin, the Shop was the same place people tried to get on for having Kevin Hart in the room with Lil Nas X. You know, this right, is but, see, this is the problem, dog. Everybody says they want to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. Nobody really wants to have the conversation because mm-hmm. the conversation is not just you dictating down to one person and them falling in line. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, if you're going to have conversations, some of them are going to be fucked up. Some of them aren't going to be cute. They aren't going to be politically perfect. They're not going to be academic and debate team ready. Some of them are going to just be people talking about how they feel, and then we jump in their shit for having feelings that mm-hmm. we don't approve of. Right. Like, this is the business. This is the job. You know what I mean? So, and that's why people get paid so well to do it. And if you look at the way people get paid, a lot of people get paid by being messy.
Yeah.
The messier the convos they have, the more people want to see them. Mm-hmm. That's why reality TV does so well. It's not because we go, you know, people just lie to themselves and say, I hate these portrayals of, and then they turn the shit on every Monday because it's some mess. So it just depends on what you're going for, you know. But anyway, I still feel like the major issue there is, I can't even say it wouldn't happen. I think it's a lot less likely to happen when you have women, trans people, LGBTQ people in the fucking room. You're less likely to run into one of these fucking landmines like that, because that was a horrible idea. We were in T with Queen and Jay had a Juneteenth turn up,
mm-hmm.
and they had a DJ, and the DJ was excellent. The party, everything was so fun. We're in the, in our house having a good time.
Well, we do.
Yeah, and at one point the DJ played Kaya's My Neck, My Back,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. Queen was like, hey, don't play that one, she's transphobic. And DJ was like, okay, cool, ain't nothing to get this transphobic out of here, boom, next song, and just start rocking something else.
Yep. And
the point is, like, that doesn't happen if somebody like Queen isn't in the room.
Correct.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I might not even catch that, because to me, I don't care about
I wouldn't know. And I wouldn't have known.
Well, see, I know she's transphobic, but I also legitimately am not a person, like, in my personal life. I listen to Kanye, I listen to Kaya, I listen to Michael Jackson. To me, it doesn't mean, you know, oh yeah, and then that means I'm okay with them being terrible people. Like, no, mm-hmm. they're a terrible person that made a jam. But
it's not that, but knowing now, I know I wouldn't play that song if I'm hanging out with Audrey, because I know Audrey got trans friends. You know what I mean? I've met a few of her trans friends. So yeah, I wouldn't play that knowing that now. I wouldn't play My Neck, My Back, kicking it.
My thing is, I'm not even trying to do it like that, because like, if you would play it on your own, then I don't judge people for that, is my point.
Mm-mm.
But
yeah,
it doesn't. This not a consideration if you don't have somebody who's mindful of that in the room.
Yes.
And for a lot of black men to have peace, quote unquote, is to keep people who are mindful of that kind of shit out of the room.
Right, because they don't really want to hear what they have to say. Because they, quote unquote, fuck up the party, they take out the fun, they zap the energy, they drag it down. Their issues are valid, but because you don't want to address the issues, it's easier to keep them out the room. People look at it like this when it comes to women and LGBTQ, but this is the same shit that happens with race. It's the same tactic.
Subconsciously, we build these rooms without even thinking about the shit.
Right.
But it ends up being by design. Subconsciously, you're thinking, I want to have a good time. Who do I think of when I want to have a good time? Other men. So we can get in there, we can say the jokes, we can make the points, no one's gonna get too upset, blah blah blah, because we're all the same. And so we think we're creating a space for us, when really we're creating a space locking other people out on purpose.
Right.
You know, and I think that's a big part of that. Oh, a lot of people didn't know she was transphobic. Oh damn. Yeah, y'all can Google that one, it's out there.
No idea. It's messed up too, man, because the other thing that people are saying is they don't want to learn to be better. And I think that's one of the things, I know we talked about this all the time. We have conversations all the time individually where we both are learning from each other. We're both like, this is why that's fucked up.
Right.
But this is why I think this is fucked up, right? And it's not about arguing. It's not about trying to. It's about saying, well, this is what I think about it, and then we learn from it. What I'm saying?
Yeah, one example for me was, I remember we were doing a Balls D Sports episode, and we were talking about coaches that yell at the kids and shit, and I was like, I mean, then that's what a coach does. You gotta yell at the kid, you gotta motivate them. Some kids is lazy, they need that, blah blah blah. And you was kind of like, but why? You know, because I had never thought about it before. I had only seen, like, I had always seen that as a positive and like just a thing that has to exist. But then I thought about it, I was like, wait, why do you really need to get in their face like that? Like, what is, why do you need to disrespect that child? Why do you need to put your hands on somebody? You know, because if I disagree that putting your hands and yoking somebody up is fucked up, then I'm probably disagree that yelling inches from their face is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna let either one slide, and I wouldn't want anybody doing it to me, you know? So I feel like that is that like, and you changed my mind over that. And you know, it was passionate, we were talking, but it wasn't disrespectful.
Yeah, and I remember this was a conversation we happened years ago. I remember it was same thing, me, you, and Justin. And you had read an article about a man who was on like public, some type of public assistance, and they had wanted to control like where and how he spends his money.
Right.
And I was adamantly against that because I'm like, no, you don't get to do that.
Right.
You know, and we, you know, like you say, same thing, it was a passionate conversation. And then I got to the point where you was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Right, right. This is so funny because people always go, y'all never argue. You know, I actually don't like this show.
We talked about that for a long time.
Karen is always backing. Karen always backs down. I was like, first of all, we're married. We agree on 99% of shit. Get over yourself. You're not going to find a show where it's just, I disagree. Like, that's not what our show is. But then too, in that instance right there, I was like, oh yeah, you know what? I was tripping. You know what I mean? Like, I could just go back to it like, why the fuck do I care? You're right. They should be able to spend it on fucking steak and why so because they on welfare they can't enjoy a steak. That's fucking stupid. And
right,
and boom, I caught it from that, and I'm on it from now on, you know. So but to have it, you have to have an uncomfortable conversation. You know how many people must have been listening thinking, you know, a black man don't listen to women. Oh, I knew today was gonna be the day Rod was finally,
I knew Rod would shit
misogynistic colors and shit, you know, like, because they have their own hangups and shit,
right?
But that's kind of what it is. It has to have that moment to have growth, and a lot of people are scared of the uncomfortableness, but they want credit for the growth,
right?
But you gotta be uncomfortable. Now maybe they grow from this, I don't know these dudes, I'm not listening to it enough to gauge what they do over there. But you know, I think unless people speak up and make people kind of pay, or at least be thoughtful about how they're using their platforms, Russell Simmons will get to kind of ingratiate himself in the culture again, mm-hmm. through calling out being Black Lives Matter as if that's all he is, because it exemplifies the main fucking point, which is that all the blacks are men. That's what it exemplifies. No matter who's doing the work, mm-hmm. no matter who's doing the labor in the streets, no matter who's advocating for us on their platforms, no matter who's supporting us monetarily, no matter, all the blacks get to be men. So there's no question it costs anyone's mind that we can have a conversation about Black Lives Matter, and there doesn't need to be a woman in the room. There doesn't need to be a LGBTQ person in the room. There doesn't need to be a disabled person in the room. That we don't need that. We just have our issues that we're going to talk about. So yeah, I do think that hopefully it's a learning moment and they do better going into the future.
I think they will.
Just one last thing about that. I think too, people confuse when they disagree with someone, then when they don't have the words, a lot of times it turns into an argument instead of just saying, hey, I can't explain why I think this is wrong and why I feel in my heart is wrong, but it's wrong. And instead, they lash out in other ways to try to prove their point. And judge is just saying, hey, I don't agree. I can't really express how or why, but I feel in my heart this is wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think that oftentimes leads to just misunderstandings, miscommunication.
Right.
All type of things that could be avoided. You know, just if the honesty part behind it.
The other, right, because I mean, the other thing you can say too, because we also penalize people for being honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, he said he froze. You know, your first response is to laugh. On Twitter, most people's first response is to mock him or to admonish him. And I thought, no, that's the closest we're going to get to the truth. Like, that right there is the moment. That's the moment that's the teachable moment. That's the moment that goes, see, y'all, it's not just women. It's not just people that are sexually assaulted. Why didn't you just say something? Because everyone's fucking afraid of these tyrants. Everyone. And that's the point. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think people just, they skipped over it because it's easier to mock the person than to accept the truth you got, you know? But, all right, let's move into some of our other stuff. Let's move into some of our games.
We're just fucking with black people.
I guess we was doing a reframe because with the delay, Justin's a little bit off. But we are
my bad.
Playing the game we all hate to play. Playing the game we all hate to play. Fucking with black people. Real sign score for real sign points from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. All right.
That was hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Just a split second.
How much of a delay is it?
It's only like a half second, but maybe even less. But it's just it's just a little bit. Like, we was like, fuck it with these black people. You was just like 1 second behind. Anyway, Associated Press update style guide to capitalize the B in black.
So we get the big B now?
When you say we get the big B, when you say black in a headline, you put black in a sentence like, hey, a black person, the race of black, you put a capital B now.
Yeah, because everybody else get a capital letter, don't they?
Remind me to tell you off the air about that capitalizing B's and stuff like that.
Well, I like it. My thing, though, is we have changed nomenclature a few times as blacks. Like, was there ever a time where we, like, I just thought in my mind, in the 60s, was that a time where our ancestors was like, capitalize the C in colored, okay? We tired of the disrespect. And then later on, we're like, colored is actually a racist term now. It's like, oh, wait, what? I died for your right to put the capital C, no! And they just float off to heaven. Anyway.
It used to be capital on everything. I think I've ever read, when you think about it, that Negro.
The N
used to be capital. Like the Negro in America, that N used to be capital every time.
How many of our ancestors fought on that battle? And now we get black. Well, 20 years from now, with Generation Z, Generation AA, would they be out here like, nah, we don't want no capital B. Take that shit off. We call ourselves BIPOCs now. Okay.
Come on.
Like, I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Zero for me.
I'm zero.
All right, zero for me as well. Okay, some of these are, you know, sometimes it's good to get a nice story in where we don't get fucked with.
Mm-hmm.
But listen though, mm-hmm. when you see that black and it's not capital, are you going off or you gonna freeze?
I'm a freeze.
I'm going the fuck off. Okay, you gonna capitalize that goddamn B in black from now on. Okay, if I see that shit that's not capital, we having a dissertation about where you got me fucked up at. Okay,
yeah, I'm definitely gonna freeze, and that's just who I am. Okay, I think honestly my biggest fear is I'm gonna freeze when one of these white people call me a nigger in public, and I'm gonna forget to pull out my phone.
I know I am, because that's not my first instinct.
I gotta get it on tape. You know, if I don't get it on tape, man, it's a problem. Like, who's gonna believe me? How am I gonna get them fired? Speaking of which, a Seattle Karen video shows, I love that they're now called Karen videos. There's a whole genre. A Seattle Karen has a meltdown after a black driver records her white tears. Now here is the video. Apparently there was a road rage accident, and then this guy Carlos got out of his car and followed her for a confrontation.
Karen, are you okay?
I don't understand what happened.
Can you explain to me calmly?
No, because you're attacking me right now.
I'm not attacking you. Ma'am, you flicked me off.
You're ready to take it.
Guys, this is her license plate number. She lives here. This is her address.
No.
Karen, you flicked me off.
No,
you cut me off. And flipped me off, and now you're playing the victim. Ma'am, would you like to calm down?
No, you're attacking me right now.
Guys, she flipped me off. She literally clipped me off and then she tried to come home. She's Karen. Karen, would you like to calm down and have a conversation? Why are you? Am I attacking her? Ma'am, I'm not attacking you. You flipped me off and you thought you could get away with it. You didn't think I would find you. She can apologize for calling me a nigger and flipping me off.
So some dude came out there and said, leave her alone. But he said,
I'm trying to talk to you. My name is Carlos. Would you like to speak to me?
See, black people ain't got nowhere to go, man. Jobs are shut down. Trump better get these unemployment numbers down because it's going to, we making the time.
Hey, we know.
Hey, and the cops this called out of work that day, okay?
Right. The cops so ain't got, safe. The cops know what's up.
Ma'am, why are you sitting here crying? What have I done to you? Ma'am, what have I done to you? So if, so you can go around the city and flip people off and cut me off. So you didn't flip me off. Ma'am, I'm trying to let you talk. Do you know her?
I don't know her.
I have absolutely, I hate to sound ridiculous, half.
I don't know who she is.
You cannot sit, she literally flipped me off. She cut me off. I have it on camera. She flipped me off 3 blocks away and then she slammed on her brakes. I have it on my Instagram. And then I got on my car and I was like, ma'am, why are you following me?
Why are you following me? He clearly followed her to her house, but okay.
Followed me. So then I followed her back home and I said, ma'am, why are you being harassing me? Ma'am, listen for about what?
Why is she still covering her license plate?
Dog, hold up. She said he wants to call me a Karen.
Yeah, because they consider it a racial slur.
She know.
Karen is the nigger of the world.
What? Apparently so.
Karen, you got to change your name, okay? Mm-mm. You got to become Mbuta or something. I don't know. Mm-mm. But you got to change your name, okay?
No,
it is too dangerous.
No,
unless you put a reservation for a restaurant under the name Karen. It could be like, Karen, your table for two, you're ready. Mm-mm. If it's Karen, everybody gonna look up now. Like, you got to change your name. It's not safe.
Mm-mm. I'm taking the name back. We all ain't bad.
Mm-mm. I don't know if it's worth the fight.
Hold on, Justin. I'll try to play the rest of the video. Hold on. All
right.
Can I speak to you?
All right, so that's it. I just want to play it a little bit. But, all right, so that's the video, all right? And so, of course, everybody's like, yeah, another Karen. Time to go in. But it turns out, not so fast, my friends. Now, before I even heard the rest of the story, I just got to start right here. Before I even saw the rest, I hate to say it, but I was not on this black man's side. Now, it's not that I had some preternatural instinct to tell when it's going to be some shady shit. I think the quality of the Karen videos is dropping rapidly. And if we do not pick it up, we are dropping the ball. Okay, the Karen videos used to come with a full narrative, a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we used to catch them doing stuff that was like, we would be like, look, she called me the N-word because I asked her to do this and then she said no and then she's calling the police. And this is the second Karen video I've seen in a row that's us trying to force a Karen moment, and we're about to jump the Karen shark. Okay,
yeah,
is the other video was the white woman that's clearly drunk holding a 24 pack of beer calling somebody a nigga, and the person was like, you gonna lose your job. And it wasn't even said with a lot of vigor. It's like, you about to lose your job. And I was like, first of all, that woman don't got a job.
That's why she's drinking a 24 pack.
That is a homeless woman with a 24 pack and having an episode. Okay? That is a woman that was probably calling telephone poles, nigga. Then she called a bench a nigga. Until she finally eventually ran into, she called several white people niggers. And then she finally ran into a black person that said, let me get my phone out. Okay, we're gonna be reading about her in 3 weeks where it's like her family finally found her. And now she's
right, they lost her.
She's getting the help she needs. So I'm like, damn, these videos are starting to drop off. So that's before I found out the backstory. This is already a terrible Karen video. You followed her home. You didn't even catch her in the act of calling you nigger or doing the flip.
Claimed he did on right. Instagram.
Several times he said he did, but we didn't see that. That's not in the video. And then he was out there where she clearly was scared out of her mind, not calling the police, didn't want no smoke. He's out there trying to get people involved, to ask him, do you know her? Like, he just wanted a he wanted to go viral so bad.
Right.
So that was Look. Already a problem.
Now leave no Karen video left behind, okay? I say if you got you a Karen video, you post your Karen video, because you never know. Okay, your what you think might not be a good Karen video, next thing you know it is.
Nah, send it to Justin. Let's get it edited first. Like let's get some, like, let's put a little more effort in our Karen videos, y'all. Right? It's getting a little, signs are getting a little pathetic, man. I hate to say it, but
If your boy can get away with Leblick Panther after all those video edits, he can get away with this. Come on, man. I think you've been a little too hard.
This is a terrible video.
Oh, non-professionals.
Well, I think you're going to regret this in a second, but yeah, this is a little...
as I've
obviously hinted that there's way more to come. but okay, Justin, you're on his side.
Do you feel fucked with though, or is
I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm not done. There's more to the story.
To this specific one, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So it turns out that this man is actually a Trump supporter. I think this is the same dude, right? Let me make sure it's the right dude. But yeah, he. Oh, wait, this might not even be the same one. That might be the Seattle Karen. Oh, yeah, that's a different one. All right, well, no, it turns out that this dude is a provocateur of sorts. And he followed her home and tried to make it say so. Yeah, oh, it is the same one, yeah. So she also said she has a black husband, in which he started selling T-shirts that say, I have, and then slash do have, had a black husband, and he's selling the shirts online. Well, he used to be a Trump supporter, and he's taken down all of his Trump supporting videos.
This the dude on it was filming.
Yes.
Okay.
He also had videos defending cops killing black men. So it's not necessarily the guy you want to that you want to support. Also, Twitter had to temporarily suspend his account. And then they figured out that from the geography of the tweets that the video of the chase thing didn't happen even the way that he said it did.
Oh.
Because somebody had the time. Who is this? EdRants.com found the time, I guess.
Oh, you know they will investigate.
And used the location data on the tweets and the Google images and Google Maps to figure out that he did not actually they couldn't even had a cutoff where he followed her for three blocks because the maps don't add up. So I guess
somebody CSI'd them.
Yeah, so
I regret nothing.
I know you would. Yeah. We talked about being uncomfortable in learning moments a second ago, so fuck that shit.
We know you don't care.
But yeah, man, it's just crazy, dog. Like, and maybe he just wanted to be famous, and I guess he kind of got that off of this, you know? And, you know, like a typical black man, Justin's going to side with him and his Trump support. Mm-hmm. Because that's what Justin does, okay? He supports black men over everything, okay? And most people will let him get away with it because Trump.
Stand with dark skinned black men, but apparently Rod, you know, you being newly light skinned, I guess you just don't care about dark skin.
Hey, you know what else? I'm out of the light skinned group, by the way. You know what else?
Oh, damn.
The other part.
Well, you turn out the lights. These white people. Once they start getting beat in protest.
The other part of it is, I didn't even realize this until I looked up his YouTube. This dude asked to be on our show.
Oh, he did.
He direct messaged me on Facebook asking I think he wanted to be like, I think this is the same dude as Black Gay Conservative Atheist. because that's what it says on his YouTube. If it's the same guy, maybe it's a different guy, but he did ask to be on the show as like, look, I can provide a perspective. And I said, no, nigga.
What? Don't bring people on.
I don't want that perspective on my show. So, yeah. I don't know, man. This is some bullshit. 0 to 100, Karen.
This gets a 50.
All right, Justin.
Wow. 0 for me, but entertaining nonetheless. Like I said, still push all the Karen videos. Still entertaining.
Yeah, I would give it a 75, I think. Because it's like, it's obviously...
Oh, you feel fucked with by the black dude.
Yeah. Yes. It's obviously, yeah. It's obviously jumped the shark. And I tell people, man, our anger makes us susceptible to being used. It's very easy to use angry motherfuckers. And if you dwell in that angry all the time, which people are angry at white women, rightfully so, I do understand the point, but it makes you so easy and gullible. Like, this is how people get paid off of you. This is why Twitter just looks like people swinging from scammer to scammer and Cash App to Cash App all the time. Because, like, motherfuckers know you in a fragile emotional state, and they just use you. And then you think you supporting a black man, and you find out this nigga don't even support your life if the cops pull you over. They support Donald Trump. They just want to go viral. Some of these niggas think this shit is worth being famous. So that's why I would give it 75. At least
shout 0 out for me from the Karen.
Zero. She was so scared, man. That's another thing, dog. It's an empath thing, I know, but I can't watch a person be that fucking terrified and not feel something. You know what I mean? The fact that she was that goddamn scared made me feel sorry. Like, what is this video even about? Why? Just leave. Like, who gives a fuck at this point? Like, and I know that's a bad response because some people do hide behind that after they do terrible things.
Correct.
So, you know, I definitely understand, you know, that's not good, but I can't.
But I could understand.
Yeah,
that
and I'm not ashamed of that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed of that shit either, because what's funny is that's the way I am. And the reason that for those who listen to the show that like this show, for those that listen to the show and they like me and they think, Rod, oh man, he's such a good guy. That's why you think that. You know what I'm saying? So like, cause I can't turn it off. If I could, I'd probably just sound like any other nigga. Like, oh man, fuck these bitches. You know what I mean? But cause I can't turn it off, I'm like, man, this is fucked up. You shouldn't just do this. You should have a good reason for doing something like this.
Correct.
Like, it's not just funny to me. Same reason I can't watch videos of black women get beat up and shit and world star and laugh it off. It's the same. I can't turn it off. You know? So I know some people can, you know, and maybe I would be better off if I could turn it off easier. But it takes a lot of effort. All right. This next one is not a article. It's a song. It reminds me of Justin.
This is too good.
Because we're living.
good. I saw someone took this video and they put it underneath a video of the black Trump supporters.
Oh no.
That's pretty good. Hey man. Give that dude a long distance, 5 on the black hand side, okay?
Oh man.
I'm picking up what he putting down.
Dog.
Some of you job suckers just really don't catch on.
I don't know how to find the video because it was on Instagram. I guess it'd go on my Instagram, but I mean, I will try to, hold on. Let me close my screen. I don't want to just flash everybody with all these butts on my Instagram.
I low-key was thinking, yes, here come the butts while we search for this video.
Look at the butts. No, wait, look at the butts.
Butter biscuit butts.
They are butter biscuit butts all over my Instagram. But no, people were sending it to me. To be like, look at this video. Okay, I think I found it. All right, now I'm gonna share it. Like I said, I don't want to flash the chat. Okay, I know some of y'all don't understand. Okay, some of y'all not into the butts, but oh wait, hold on, I gotta. It's not letting me share it. Why is it not letting me share this? Okay, let's try this again.
Why do look like Transformers in the background? What do you call them?
It was like a coon bot or something like that. Like, I guess Decepticoon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just a bunch of jokes in there. It was so good. All right, now, so they superimposed it over this. Let me see if it. Oh, did they take it down? Oh, they might have took it down. It's all black now. No.
Oh, refresh and see if it come back.
Okay. Oh man.
You know I got saved somewhere.
They must have took it down. I'm sure Instagram was like, you can't be doing that shit.
Coon.
Right. Yeah. Black or not, they probably like, nah, you can't be. Oh man. Anyway, it was so funny, y'all. It made me laugh. So, oh wait, someone else posted it too. Okay. Oh, okay. Hold on. We can do it. We can do this. Carrie, you're off my screen for some reason.
I'm coming back.
Okay, cool. All right. So here we go. This is the video.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh man.
The blacks love him. Yes. Yes.
What do you got to lose? Oh,
those
man.
The lowercase blacks.
Oh Jesus, boy, I'm sweating. Yeah, that is so good.
I don't know what's wrong with my crown cast, but every time you put up a video, I don't instantly see it.
Oh, I'm so
I
sorry.
I have to refresh. That's why I kept going on, coming in and out of screen.
Oh man,
you missed the lowercase blacks, Karen. They are so good. Those coons are
the lowercase. Yes,
they're not the uppercase.
They're the lowercase blacks.
Lowercase blacks. Yes. If you voted for Trump, you're a lowercase. You get the lowercase B. You don't get the lie. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Oh,
that's a zero.
Yeah, I give it a zero as well.
I feel fucked with that they removed it from the original video and somebody else had to repost it. Don't take that away from us, IG.
Now look at the coons.
That's a good coon song. Like, I rival that with Willie D's coon song. Mm. Like, that's a good coon song.
So good. All right. Whew. Let's move into some other stuff. Man, we have gone over 2 hours. I guess we can do Guess the Race. And wrap this up. I was thinking about doing a little bit of the cookout segment.
If you want to, it's up to you. We could do that. All right. The race.
I guess we do some cookout. Okay. Mm-hmm. Black skin matters. Okay. black skin matters because Band-Aid, the people that, you know, make bandages for our skins,
mm-hmm, getting never matches it.
They said, hey, we heard your complaints. The cops is out here killing black people for no reason, and we are going to help you get free by giving you Band-Aids to match your skin. So when you get shot by a cop or tased or beaten up, you can cover the bruises now with not just white supremacy. You could cover them with bandages that match the tone of your skin.
Yeah, because we know you can't afford the liquid Band-Aids.
We are committed to launching a range of bandages in light, medium, and deep shades of brown and black skin tones that embrace the beauty of diverse skin. We are dedicated to inclusivity and providing the best healing solutions, better representing you. Cannot wait for a white person to get cut, and this is all they got in the store. Oh, man. Yep, we are going to
finally know, understand the meaning of the nude.
Oh, we are going to light them up on social media. They going to get canceled. Oh, so you wear black bandages? Okay. This is all they had at Eckers, I'm sure. Mm-mm, nigga. No. First of all,
black Band-Aid face, that's going to be a thing now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Look at this black, this nigger fishing with Band-Aids. No, they're going to do that. It's happening. But anyway, shout out to Band-Aid, okay? Welcome to the club. Welcome to the cookout.
Brown skin.
Come on!
You know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't
You know them badass kids out there getting hurt playing flag football. Get them Band-Aids!
Brown skin. Up against my brown skin. Need so many now and then. No. Yeah.
They can't come. I'm not with Black Band-Aid face. Okay. I'm not with Mississippi it.
Or you see, the thing
you
is,
you don't get to decide.
Justin didn't get to decide because you already had the regular Band-Aids. And they fit your
nope.
skin tone.
So didn't he was my already, skin tone either.
He was no. Nah, I've seen him wear them in public, y'all. he get cut at the basketball court and pull one out, and he had so much positivity. He would just be like, "Look at this, y'all." He would fly in our brown faces. He'd be like, "Look at this, y'all. You can barely tell I got it on." I was like, "Get the fuck out of my face, Justin." So
no, you don't get to decide.
You colorist Negroes, you. Why see you, boy? Y'all can't, boy, when y'all brown skin people get together, y'all can't wait to just team up against your light skinned brethren.
No. Nope.
I thought all shades mattered, huh? I guess they don't.
I guess they don't. So you trying to say we got a coon spirit happening over here?
I'm just saying, I thought all shades mattered. That's all. I thought y'all was more inclusive. Than you what would. You really are. Wow.
You would
show
think
your
that.
True shade.
We know why Justin thinks that.
Yeah, let me get my jam on.
Oh shit, I see the show, the shimmy shake.
That lowercase B. Hit him with that lowercase B, homie.
Yes, that lowercase B.
Oh man. But yeah, Morehouse, Spelman, and UNCF will each receive $40 million from the CEO of Netflix and his wife.
Come on, Netflix!
Who, what is his name? Let me make sure I remember this motherfucking name. That's a name to remember.
I don't know, and they can raise the prices. I'm fine with that because I like this cause.
His name is Reed Hastings, and his wife is philanthropist Patty Quillen, which means he makes the money and she gives it away. It's a perfect combination.
Okay. Come on.
Okay, Reed.
It's being divided equally among Spelman, Morehouse, and United Negro College Fund. It is the largest individual gift ever given toward scholarships for historically black colleges and universities. The couple asked that the funding be used to give at least 400 incoming students over the next decade, 20 a year at each school, full-ride scholarships. They simply hope this inspires other high-net-worth individuals to turn to HBCUs, said Spelman President Mary Schmidt Campbell. A former dean at New York University said she found a stark difference in the ability to attract attention from wealthy donors there versus at a predominantly black college, a view confirmed by Morehouse President David A. Thomas. I love it, man. I hope people understand that those are the major schools, but there's a lot of HBCUs out here. If you're listening to this podcast and you got a little extra change in this pandemic and you can give something,
they are struggling.
These schools are getting hit hard. I gave to my alma mater just last week, Fayetteville State University, and I'm sure if you Google HBCUs in your state, or if not, just HBCUs in general, Pitt, you know, it's not just Howard, you know, although, you know, I'm sure they need money too, but a lot of these schools may not exist after this pandemic.
Because they're smaller.
So they need this money. So I appreciate the Netflix CEO, you know, doing that for everybody. So
that's a big come up too, because he's from Boston. I never would have expected it.
Coming, man. Give it up for the Fayetteville State Broncos marching band.
Yeah.
Attitude check.
Broncos. Bronco. Right.
Well, you like it or not, he's bad. D-A-double-D-Bronco.
We got your drum major coming out. Look at him hot step, y'all.
Oh, man.
You know, in the middle of this, you're going to have an Earth, Wind, and Fire breakdown.
You know, we're out there, the drum major is looking smooth, and it looks like it's time to groove.
Yes! Yes! Okay. Look at the drum section! Y'all better get it out there! Look at the fly girls kicking high! All the old people start standing up.
Senior section over there, student section. Shout out to the seniors.
We keeping it cool like your 1985 Cadillac. Yes, Procolino.
Hey.
Yes. Got your 40-year-olds hurting their knees.
Everybody on the floor just pause. Somebody in the middle just move. Get on down to the groove.
Doo-doo Brown.
I had a whole marching band at the cookout.
The whole marching band.
Look at the Deltas stepping up in that section. Look at the Deltas getting it.
Oh, man.
We see you too, AKAs. We see you too.
They're going to be like, how did this turn into a homecoming?
Zetas, we see you. We ain't forget you, booze. We did not forget you, Zetas.
Yeah, we want y'all to know, in the back, they'll be selling catfish and flounder with white bread and mustard and coleslaw. It's going to be served in a brown paper bag. You can get beans if you want it or without beans.
Cash only. Cash only, okay?
Sweet tea and unsweet tea only. Some, you might have some lemonade, but that's why supplies last.
You can get one plate. Nope. You can get one plate for 13, two for 20.
No change more than $3. Anything else, just the tip is going to your servers, okay?
Listen, get you some grouper or catfish. You pick.
That's right. Okay. One with bones, one without bones.
One napkin per plate. One napkin per plate, okay? This is not for you to take back to your dorm room.
And we think somebody made potato salad too, and you know, because I know some of y'all don't do slaw, so we also got potato salad. They, you know, they want to variety up, and Miss Dean and them, they out there in the back, you know, and don't forget to support them. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Miss Smart, we got the 50-50 raffle for a flat screen happening at 8. If you're not here, you don't hear your raffle ticket, you will not win. We will move on.
In person only.
Tickets is $3 a ticket. Better hurry up.
Yes, raffle ticket.
While supplies last.
All right, now to the cookout.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about NASCAR. I know, right? I'm not actually joking. We really are. Because today, I guess yesterday, NASCAR showed more courage than the President of the United States. NASCAR saw an opportunity to take a moral stand, and they took it. The president today kicked the can down the road, refused to address an issue involving the United States Army and the names of some of its installations, and he just chickened out, just refused to do it. Kicked the can down the road, let somebody else do it. Fair enough, fine, whatever. NASCAR didn't do that. Now, for those that don't know, NASCAR as an organization actually has a long history of trying to be inclusive. They really do. Their fan base, not so much, but the organization, they do. So it's no longer permitted to bring a Confederate flag to a NASCAR event. They're banned. Don't bring them. Keep them at home. Yeah. So, of course, this has some people upset. You know, there are some in the South who were talking about how it wasn't justified to do certain things, and they look like they're about ready to burn so much stuff it's going to look like Sherman came back. But the big complaint is that they're giving in to this movement to hold police accountable. They give in to it as if it's not actually part of NASCAR's heritage, their lineage. How did NASCAR come about? Why did people start hot rodding, souping up cars? Shine. Now, for the T-Men out there, that's water. Don't come raid me. T-Men, huh? Treasury agents, revenuers, taxes. They souped up their cars so they could sell untaxed booze, so they could outrun them. Now, part of that was because they didn't want to pay the taxes. The other part of that was they didn't want the money going to places they didn't approve of. Go ahead and make the connection. It's right there. From the very beginning, because NASCAR is a descendant of hot rodding, which came from shining, it's always been defund the police. It's what it was about. It's about not handing over your money to something that's unjust. They didn't give in to it. They always were it. For people who always talk about their heritage, really don't seem to know much about history. At the end of the day, people are going to be mad for a little bit, and they'll threaten a boycott for a little bit. But I think it might be worth noting that all of these organizations are refusing to pander to this base audience anymore. They're done with it. You know, when NASCAR asked people not to bring them a few years ago, it set the stage. At that point, people had a moment where they could have paused and reflected. Maybe the problem isn't that people aren't sticking to their guns. Maybe the problem is that there are people that haven't changed in 10 years. And that's not consistency. That's a lack of growth. If you look back on the person you were 10 years ago and you can't see a marked difference, you should cringe. That should be a painful moment for you. Because you're not advancing as a person. You're not growing. And that's pretty sad. Because in order for the country to grow, you have to grow. In order for the species to grow, you have to grow. This might be a good time for some self-reflection. If all of your idols, if all of the organizations you like are suddenly turning against you, maybe it's because you didn't keep up with the times. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.
All right,
come on through. You know they light his page up.
Bow of the fifth column. Gotta give it to him.
In case y'all won't know the history of NASCAR, talk to my brother back there in the back. He got you covered.
Now listen, he ain't playing spades, but he definitely bought him a horseshoe set, okay? He's about to dig a hole over there. He's about to set it up, okay? We getting the game of horseshoes started in 1 hour.
Horseshoe, and he about to show y'all how to play that cornhole.
The Starbucks down on me. I hope you understand. When I put on that t-shirt, the only thing I meant to say is I'm a Skinner fan. The red flag on my chest.
chest somehow is like the elephant in the corner of the sun. And I just walked in right in the room.
And y'all, don't worry. His cornhole set says Black Lives Matter. Just so y'all know, don't be scared.
A lot to learn. But from my point of view, I'm just a white man coming to you from Southland, trying to understand what it's like not to be out of where I'm from. But not everything I've done, and it ain't like you and me can rewrite history. Our generation didn't start this nation. Southern pride and Southern way.
Yes. Okay.
He down.
Y'all some coons for knowing the words to this song.
Wow.
Y'all,
really?
Y'all disappoint the black, the uppercase black delicates.
Oh, you, okay. Have you heard this song before? You know it's a black man on this song.
It's a black man on the song. Dear Mr. White Man.
I heard it, but it's still.
Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like. When
you got really play LL verse?
Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood.
Woo!
I want you to get paid.
Mars! Listen, it's like he said, listen, rest in peace to General Robert E. Lee. But I gotta thank Abraham Lincoln for freeing me, okay? If you don't judge his durag, he won't judge your, racist flag. He won't, so.
Yeah. If you don't judge my gold chain, I won't judge your durag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you won't judge my gold chain, I won't judge the chain you put on my ancestors. Okay, so I sounds like this song won't be played at the cookout. Fine.
It will not be played.
Fine. Okay.
My jam!
Cause it's all in my head. Yeah. I think about it over and over again. And I can't keep it
dreaming.
And it hurts so bad. Yeah. Cause it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. I
know I got you blacks, man. Come on. I'm just playing with y'all. I know that song is black. LL got me blocked on Twitter. Okay? I don't give a fuck.
They probably went to the bathroom on that song.
Yeah, they back.
And it's a shame that we gotta spend our time being mad about the same thing.
Come on, y'all. We're gonna do a little honky tonk. Okay? We're gonna square dance with it.
But I think she's
all right. We're done with the cookout. All right. Shout out to Bo of the Fifth Column, I think is his name. I don't know what that means. Fifth Column? Does anybody know what that means? Is that like a part of the army?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I swear to God, like, if I seen that, I judge a book by its cover. When I clicked down that still for that video, that called me nigger. Okay. I was like, oh God. But, he acquitted himself. He seems to be down for the cause and quite woke. Justin, you want to play some Guess the Race?
I'm always down to guess.
All right, cool. Let me get my Guess the Race music pulled up here over and over again. Here we go.
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcast land. We read or play articles from all across the globe, and we ask our contestants to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing is racist. Justin and Karen and the chat room, all racist. All right. A fully naked woman tries to book a flight at a New Orleans airport. Now, how did she get there?
Oh, she was naked at the airport?
Yeah. She only had to take off her shoes. A woman was arrested after trying to book a flight to the New Orleans airport fully naked and then refusing to leave. Mario Vergara, 27, allegedly strolled up to the Spirit Airlines. Of course, Spirit. Of course. Was Southwest not available?
Apparently not.
The Spirit Airlines counter at Louis Armstrong International Airport on Friday night without a stitch of clothing on. How did you get there?
How did you get that far?
Like, did you walk there naked? Did you, like, get there with clothes on, take your clothes off, and walk up to the... Anyway. Airline officials told her she wouldn't be able to travel in her current getup, or lack thereof. I mean, I guess some people don't want to wear a mask, but clothes? And they asked her to leave, but she refused. By the time a deputy arrived, Vergara had put on a dress, but it was too short to cover her. It was too short to cover her genitals, and she still had on no underwear.
What?
A dress or a t-shirt? Like what?
A tank top.
Right.
Wow.
I'm not gonna let you guys clothing shame her. Okay, that is fine if that's what she wants to wear. All right,
I'm talking about the person who described it.
Well, I am so woke, okay, that you can have a dress that lets your hoo-ha hang out, and that's okay,
which is fine, but at least have on underwear. Like,
it's a dress if it identifies as a dress. Now if she wants to
it
call
needs
it a
to
dress,
breathe though, Karen, she don't have to have underwear on. It needs to breathe.
If she wants to call it a dress, then it's a goddamn dress. It's just a short dress, okay? Some dresses let the stuff hang,
and I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you about the gender identity of the dress.
Well, not gender identity, but you know what I mean. Justin called it a shirt. It's a dress, okay, Justin? It's some things are short dresses. Your girl ain't never wore a short dress around you. You was like, I think this dress is doing things that I like, but I don't know if it's supposed to. I don't know if this is the things that when they sold it, I don't know if it's the idea they had in mind. You know, there's nothing wrong with a short dress. I mean, unless you're going to have on no drawers and try to sit on an airplane seat. Now then,
that's the problem.
It's unsanitary.
That's what we call them, short dresses. All right.
Short dresses. I'm into this.
We need more short dresses all summer 2020.
Maxi dresses, mini dresses.
All dresses matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to sundresses. By the time Deputy Raj put on a dress, she allegedly ignored orders to leave and scuffled with deputies as she was taken into custody. She was booked on charges of obscenity, resisting arrest, battery of a police officer, civil battery, and remaining in place after being forbidden. Vergara of Pueblo, Colorado, was being held at the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center in Gretna on $5,000 bond. All right, guess the race.
Yeah. Seems kind of steep. I'm going to go Hispanic, Latino,
Okay.
Oh, say her name again.
Her name is Marielle Vergara.
I'm white.
All right, let's check the chat room, see what they believe. I don't see a lot of guesses. Native, someone put.
Ooh, Leela.
they could see the water on her back. White passing Latina. White presenting Latina. She was just trying to save some pesos and avoid spirits. Bad
oh,
she's
no.
White Hispanic. Wanted everyone to smell her Wuhani waffle in the fried Friendly Skies Latinx. White Latina. Her clothes were too wet to wear. Wetback Sophia.
Oh no.
Crazy sister Latina. White nonsense. A Latina that is indeed too spicy for the pepper. Hispanic trying to fly on the official airlines for niggas. White women with black feet. Trump gonna toss her over that wall. Latino. All right, a lot of Latino, a lot of white. The correct answer is, Karen, you got it, white. And Justin missed it.
She's definitely biracial.
I don't see it. She looked regular white to me.
She had a good face tattoo. Is that an arrow on the face tattoo?
I don't know what is going on. I don't know if her face was dirty or these are just bad tattoos or piercings. I don't know. But that's a white. So,
let's go. I mean, I'll take that. Yeah.
Let's go to the next one.
should just guess not black.
A Florida police chief is accused of linking a deputy's coronavirus death to homosexual sexual events.
What?
A Florida police chief is on administrative leave following a police union complaint that he told his officers a sheriff's deputy died from COVID-19 because he was a homosexual who attended homosexual sexual events.
Can I guess the race racist? Is that the race?
Did he try to do what they did with HIV and turn it into like, mm-hmm. Oh no, COVID-19, that's the gay disease, okay?
COVID-19 don't care.
Wow. Dale Engel, police chief.
Oh, Dale.
Yeah, COVID-19 was like, I take all the sexualities. With identify, no identity, I am in love with everybody.
He must have read one of those articles that it was found in sperm and was like, see, it's only sperm. If it was vaginas, he would have been fine.
We're going to later find out that Dale frequents the same parties he accused the other deputy.
You know he died because he was in that homosexual sexual lifestyle, okay? I know because he went down to Freaky Frogs on Tuesday at 7:30. Now, see, that's when they have the gay parties that I despise. I hate them so much. I go sometimes to just hate on the gays to their face. I've been there. I order a couple of drinks. You know, dance with my shirt off. And I'm like, hey, you should be ashamed of yourself. Jesus wouldn't want this. Okay. And I'll pull out some glow sticks, you know, maybe go to town on a couple of guys to teach them a lesson. Give them what for, if you know what I mean. Anyway, he was into that lifestyle. I could tell.
I found it doing police work. Undercover police work.
Have you ever seen that? Oh, no, you don't watch this. Fuck. Yeah, well, people that do watch it, it's like five of y'all that's gonna get this joke. But the episode of Squidbillies where early and the sheriff was trying to stop the gay club from coming to town, and the sheriff kept going to all the gay events, and he said he was going undercover, but he was at the club hanging out, having a good time. And then later he's like, you know, I hate those gays early. They're the worst. And then inside he's just like, oh, you come here often? So good.
That's how that officer was doing.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm surprised anyone turned him in. Right? I mean, he said this to other police officers. But, oh, you know what? Stupid me. I was thinking they turned him in probably from a good place of like, dude, that's... They probably turned him in from a bad place of like, why, how dare you accuse him of being gay? You have... That's the worst thing you could say about a man.
Or they were sharing it like as a joke, like in camaraderie, but it got to the wrong person who wasn't for the jokes.
Well... Saturday, a complaint written by Mike Tucker, the chief of staff for the Florida State Fraternal Order of Police, said Engel belittled officers in a parking lot who expressed concern about the coronavirus last week and referred to Shannon Bennett, a Broward County sheriff's deputy who died from COVID-19 just days earlier. Chief Engel allegedly yelled about a backstory which proclaimed that Deputy Bennett contracted and died from the virus because he was a homosexual who attended homosexual sexual events.
Don't excuse it, and I can still get it. Like, my concerns are valid.
What do you mean?
Like, they came to him over
Of course, Karen. Concerns, of course. Right. Yes. I mean, clearly, this guy's a bigot, and I was going to say something redundant, say he's a police officer, but he's a bigot. He intimated that it was because of homosexual lifestyle that Deputy Bennett first contracted a serious underlying disease, which aggravated the COVID-19 virus and led to his death. You know, the other thing is the guy could be gay. And he could have been like, we all knew he was gay. Don't worry, the rest of us can't get it.
Trying to calm their nerves, right?
Right. Thinking he was like doing, but this is their colleague who died. Even if he was gay, like, there's people that are gonna care about his fucking life. Like, what the fuck did you say to me? Like, how, like, yep. You know? God, this dude
was
terrible.
They fucked with him.
Right. The complaint said Engel continued to rant for some time with the presumable desired effect to intimidate the members and discourage any department employees from complaining or expressing concerns in the future. Engel later sent an email to officers saying he did not mean to offend them by what he said. How else is that supposed to take place? What else could it mean? Oh no, these are all just, I'm just trying to rally the cause. I made comments concerning the death of a BSO Deputy Bennett. As reported in the local media, these comments were relative to COVID-19 and personal protective equipment. My intent was to provide as much information to personnel as possible. If my comments were taken out of context, they were not intended to be derogatory.
My apologies is not an apology. Can I go with white?
Y'all just took me out of context, honestly. And yes, Bennett died. He was 39. He died on April 3rd. He was openly gay and planned to marry his partner later. So he did know. Everyone knew he was gay. He didn't think anyone would be cool with it. Or he thought the Mark Lamont Hill thing. Y'all gonna go along with this because I'm doing it. I'm your commanding officer. I'm yelling at y'all about this dude being gay. And at best, you'll have a problem with it, but you'll shut the fuck up because you're scared of losing your job. Or at, you know, at worst, you shut the fuck up, even if, or at worst, you all agree with me. That's what he was thinking. And he got surprised because apparently some people on the force give a fuck.
And, you know, yeah, we don't talk about that, but you know how we talk about football as a culture that, like, they don't necessarily welcome the gay community for their players and that sort of thing. But we never talk about, like, the police force and things like that and potentially how homophobic that it can be. Cause we talk about the military with like the don't ask, don't tell, stance that they had at one time. But I really wonder how much of that culture really is, like how uncomfortable it may have been for that person to express his sexuality, in that way, in that field, and how many other people maybe don't come forward. Well, cause we talk all the time about how they misgender people, when covering crimes and things like that, and it's deliberate. So I really wonder about that.
Yeah, I absolutely think it's the same as the football culture of the same way we'd be like, football culture is rape culture. You can't have, mm-hmm. It's just unfortunate, but you can't separate it. You know, if you have a group of men going unchallenged, it's going to bend towards misogyny, bigotry, all this stuff. And with police officers, because of they thin blue line shit, they basically take whatever marginalization you exist in and they push it to the back. Cause they're like, we should be able to do whatever we want to you and people like you, but you're still one of us. So that should supersede anything we say. So they could have been homophobic to that dude. They could have ostracized. They could have done a bunch of shit, but at the end of the day, you're still one of us. So you, one of us doesn't mean we respect you. It means you have to shut the fuck up when we're disrespecting you. So yeah, I wouldn't be, I'm sure police locker rooms are fucking homophobic as shit, bruh. Guess the race though.
Oh, white.
Karen's going white.
White. White.
A white man with the right white man. Oh, he's white, white. Wants to defund seasoning white.
Oh no.
Dale's like dingleberries for what? For show white. White as a ream of paper, Dale pray the gay away white, King of the Hill white, Ho of the First Column white, many cops come from the military and football program. Okay, that's not a race. Taken out of context white, yeah. Jealous of Lindsey Graham white with rainbow undertones, Boomhauer white, Dale barebacking with that Corona white, just plain Florida white. Lied about poisonous milkshake white. Accidental homophobe. When I walked into that Starbucks and ordered me a latte. More white nonsense, lowercase white. The correct answer is everyone said the same thing, white. That's him.
He'd definitely be at the gay clubs.
Right. I'm not even going to say he gay, dog. It's because, you know, I know it's kind of a pejorative joke to be like, if you hate gay people, you gay. And not, most of the time, I don't even think that's necessarily the truth. But, man, like, why? Why go out of your way? Like, the dude
nothing.
Was dead. Right. Just, like, did people, no one doubt, you expected no one to like him, but that's what bigotry do, though. You really be thinking to yourself, if I hate him for being gay, everybody must.
Come on.
You know? Could have said nothing. All right, bonus round. All right.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right, double the points, double the race, and a bonus round against the race. So far, Karen is 2-for-2, and Justin is 1-1. Let's see who can win in the bonus round. All right, Justin, here we go. A Georgia man has been sentenced to life for shooting and killing his accomplice during an armed robbery. A LaGrange man was sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to killing his accomplice during an attempted armed robbery. How the hell do you kill your accomplice?
Ain't that the person that was supposed to help you?
Yeah, that's okay. Your coach. Oh, wow. All right.
He wanted all the money.
All right. Marquavius Deshaun Harris.
Oh, shit, Marquavius.
I just want to say that Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. first of all. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Marquavius Deshaun Harris, 20. Was convicted of felony murder, armed robbery, aggravated assault, and violation of the Georgia Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act. Coweta Judicial Circuit District Attorney Herb Cranford said it in a statement Monday. Harris's charges stem from the death of 18-year-old Malenko Cooley, who was fatally shot during the botched armed robbery. Harris and Cooley went to an apartment complex in Noonan during the early mornings hours of January 20, 2019. They intended to hold a resident of the complex at gunpoint and steal his gun.
No, we want more guns. Use our gun to get your gun. I bet you they knew each other.
Oh my god.
Harris and Cooley told the victim that they wanted to give him a gun to hold for a couple of days. However, when they got to the man's apartment, a fight ensued. Harris then fired at least 6 shots and the victim was hit 4 times but survived. Cooley was hit once in the back. Cranford said he died at some point between leaving the apartment and the morning of January 22nd. His body was found in the backseat of his own car, which had been abandoned in LaGrange. Harris was taken into custody after investigators determined he and Cooley had traveled to the scene of the shooting in the same vehicle. Investigators also found that Harris was affiliated with the 9 Trey Gangsta Bloods and that these offenses were motivated by the participation in gang activities. Although the deceased in this case became a victim during his own commission of a felony, he just death deserves justice. Cranford said, this case is yet another ultimately tragic case of two most likely outcomes of participating in criminal street gang activity, incarceration, or death. Justin, Karen, guess the race of Marquavius Deshaun Harris.
Black.
Karen's going black.
Lowercase N-words.
Okay, all right, let's check the chat room, see what they believe. Plaxico Burr is black. Set it off. I suggest y'all set it off. Black. Nigger with a capital N. Wow. Says 4. Says 4 without pronouncing the R. Black. He needs a father and a hug. Black. Niggers and also lowercase black. Statistic equal black. Cable in the man. Man name. Black. Black with a capital N. Coon heist. Coon heist.
What the hell wrong with y'all?
Look at the cools. Oh man, black, these hoes ain't loyal to me. I'm hoes. Niggas on nigga violence. Got 4 baby mamas, 3 kids, 2 dozen charges, and 1 nigga. Thought about live streaming it on Facebook. Black.
Oh, no.
Look at the booms. Black. Moon crickets with the tear gas. Migos second cousin. Black. Shoot off till I'm empty. Don't tempt me. Black. Nigger execution. Jesus, Miss Barnes. Uppercase niggas. This is why the crime bill passed. Marquavius with a capital M. These Tyrese movie. Black. The correct answer is, everyone said the same thing. Black.
He look like a baby. He ain't no man. He like he about 16. I know he older.
Did they say 19? 20. He's only 20.
I mean, I know he older, but...
He going to jail for life, dog.
Life.
Life. Man, it's so wild because, like, I'm thankful for this particular segment on our podcast, Guess the Race. because anytime I start thinking too highly of myself, and I start feeling performative and wokey woke, and I start wanting to no name and be like, go on Twitter and be like, why isn't Angela Davis and Beyonce the same amount of famous or whatever? This keeps me humble. This bring me back down to like, well, I'm like, you know what? I find racism hilarious. I find it so shocking and inappropriate that I have no response but to laugh at how stupid it is. And I participate in the jokes of it. And I can never act like I'm better than anybody because that's the truth. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm not, because I'm not.
Like, I'd love to act better than these niggas, but I'm not. That's what someone wrote in once talking about Rod, I think he's so much better than everybody. I was like, my nigga, we play Guess the Race every episode. You see, I ain't shit. So you
like, all the inappropriate shit we laugh about.
I ain't never walked around thinking I'm better. Like, I can't be better than niggas. This shit is hilarious. All right, let's go to the final segment, Sword Ratchetness. Oh man, yeah, it's always funny when people be like, you know, I was listening to this comedian and I don't think you should be able to make jokes about blankety blank. And I'm like, I hope you didn't think I would agree.
Because I laugh at everything.
You listen to our show, we laugh at people dying pretty much every week. Mm-hmm. So you know
I'm gonna laugh,
right? Like, we just laughed at black on black crime and then called them people all variations of N-words. I don't think I get to say it on the soapbox.
Nope, I don't.
When it comes to what people can find funny. I don't think I do.
I kick myself off.
Yes. A sword-swinging Queens man dies after cops tase him during a wild incident.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Defund the police. I say, wait a minute. Let's hear him out. A man brandishing a samurai sword died after being tased by police officers in the Whitestone home Sunday. His Whitestone home. Officers from the 109th precinct responded to 911 call around 9:30 p.m. on June 21st regarding a man with a gun inside of a private residence. Upon their arrival, they found 29-year-old George Zapantis holding on a samurai sword. Police say Zapantis refused to comply with the officer's directives and began to approach them with a sword in hand. The officer then deployed their department issued tasers to subdue Zapantis, who went into cardiac arrest. EMS arrived at the scene and transported Zapantis to New York Presbyterian Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A medical examiner is working to determine the cause of death. Investigation remains ongoing. So
this story is electrifying.
You know, it was shocking to really hear that this happened. I honestly found it a little bit revolting. You know, at the Black Guy Tips, we got to keep you guys up on the current news.
You know how we
That's
do.
That's a good thing. Sorry. Go ahead, Karen.
I said, you know how we do. We got to keep it on a positive note.
That's a good thing. This is the last story because you get to recharge.
I didn't think you guys can make so many puns in a row because they always say lightning never strikes twice. That's right, y'all.
It's too bad that dude wasn't more grounded.
You think after they tased him, he was like, it's lit. All right, let's move on.
We're gonna burn. That's
what people love, this electricity between the hosts, and I don't blame them.
We do have a connection. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Positive connection. Very positive connection.
Maybe they were just trying to stop him from catching a charge.
Yes.
Really ain't shit. All right.
This is why we can't stand on nobody's soapbox.
Yeah, we really ain't shit. All right, y'all. That's it for today's episode. Justin, people requested you. Hopefully you didn't let them down, you know, with your defenses of the coon dude that made the video that voted for Trump and whatever else problematic things you said. Owning slaves, I think, was one of them. So, I mean, this every week I'm surprised that this is what the people want, you know?
Like, all I can say is remember me different. Okay.
We will try. We will try to remember your ass different. We try not to remember you at all, okay? All right, y'all. Until next time.
I'm an illustrious co-host and guest, okay?
Until next time. I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.